Hi, the Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
D1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. New York Giants say quarterback Jackson Dart still in the concussion protocol and will not play this weekend against Detroit, meaning Jameis Winston will make a second straight start. College football tonight in the ACC, Florida State at North Carolina State, in the Mountain West, Hawaii at UNLV, and of course, top-ranked Ohio State, with their final home game tomorrow hosting Rutgers at 12 noon here on The Fan. It's been reported that former Temple basketball player Heisher Miller placed numerous bets involving his own team over a two-year period, including wagers in which he bet against the Owls. Miller's been declared permanently ineligible by the NCAA. Cleveland Cavaliers at home tonight with Indiana. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy's office at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or check him out at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola, I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and is that correct? Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday, Football Friday. Hello, good clean boy.
Hello, my velvet fog man.
If you're watching on the YouTube, and we encourage you to do so, because not only can you hear us being stupid, you can see us and how we're just walking props. We have no dignity left.
No.
I've got my black velour tracksuit on with my football amulet outside.
We have matching amulets. The same ones.
Timmy's got his red tracksuit on, but his goes to the next level because you have your name, Timmy, embroidered right on the left breast.
Yeah, the tracksuit was a gift. This was a gift given to me when the show began. So what?
From your wife. Fitting,
yeah, from
and
my
the,
wife.
The card said, after you put this on, never touch me again.
No. Now, back to the milkman. How you doing?
Great. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress? Oh, doing good, Mike. No.
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Tress. Got a big program today. It's Go to Jail Friday. You can get in touch with us at Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. You can send us an email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And I got something from my good buddy 10TV's Adam King. You know, he was talking to me out there, and he said, you know, I don't talk to you about this often, but back when I was a youngin',
back when he was banging,
I used to listen to you every single day on the radio with my dad. And the one thing that I loved was hearing your little stupid theme song. And you never play that anymore. Why don't you play it anymore? I play it on occasion, but you're right. I don't play it as much as I used to. Mm-mm. So this is just for my guy, Adam King, today.
He's just a common man.
I'm not going to play the whole thing. Just a little taste for you.
Was there more to that? I don't think I ever heard any more than that little clip.
Oh, it's a whole song. That was the Dusty Rhodes WWF theme song.
Yeah, by the time that I started banging here, that's all it was down to. It was just the quick little clip.
Let me see if I got the whole thing in here.
Yeah, take a look around. See if you got the full.
The problem is, though, when you type in common man,
about 17,000
things. There's quite a lot of things that pop
are in
up
there. And if you didn't designate
here,
that
let me
for
try
the
this
hotkey.
Let me try this.
It's raining men.
No, that's not it. That's different. That's a different theme song.
That's not it. No.
We all like that song, though.
I don't have it.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
He's just a common man
working hard with his hands. We have it somewhere. We'll get it. So go to jail all day but Timmy's going to send people to jail at 3:46. Pick your parlay. Lots of pizzazz at 5 o'clock. The final walkthrough, even more pizzazz at 5:30. Buckeyes getting ready for Rutgers. Noon kick tomorrow. Live pregame coverage, 6:30 in the a.m. I watched a lot of the sports last night, Timmy.
Me too.
Watched the Buckeyes dominate Western Michigan.
They look good.
Look good. Play good defense. I mean, yep. you beat a team that's not very good the way that you should beat a team that's not very good.
They didn't have anybody that was going crazy in the scoring department. We didn't have any 30-point games. Bruce Thornton's point-per-game average has just been plummeting here. But I liked the more aggressive John Mobley, even though he only had 15 points. I liked some of what I saw him attacking the basket.
Me too.
The shot's going to come. I know he was 2-for-7 from downtown. We've got some shooters on this team, and that's gonna come. Having Christoph Tilly, who continues to do what he does, I'm still just so pleased that we have that offensive threat from the center position. And that comes in terms of scoring at really three levels, because he can step outside and shoot the three, even though the percentage is not quite there yet. And the passing. He had another 7-assist game. And when you can get that from your five, the kind of kickouts that could set up for open shooters, it does wonders for your offense. I saw Aaron Bradshaw play last night, too.
Not for the Buckeyes, he didn't.
Talked about that Purdue game. You want to know how many rebounds he had?
Does it rhyme with hero?
Yeah. Zero canoe. What a shocker. Hey, he had 5 fouls, though.
That's good.
Yeah. He's out of there in a whiff.
Watched some football last night. Texans.
Wow.
Getting after Josh Allen all night long,
What's
man.
The deal? So I
What's
know.
The deal
I know.
With Josh Allen?
I thought that the Bills would be this great team this year, and they are still a team that's quarterbacked by Josh Allen, and so you're never going to count them out. They're in position to make the playoffs. But I was watching when he, wrenched his hand. Did you see that last night?
Did he tweak it?
It was...
Did he jam it?
Yes, both of those things.
Mash it?
I thought he broke something clean off. Because the guys sometimes wear wedding bands, but they're these athletic type of wedding bands. They're like rubber. Like, you see that, and it kind of like makes you stop and think, and then you're saying, okay, that would be absolute lunacy if someone was wearing a metallic wedding band while playing basketball, football, what have you. But it was the way he got caught from behind, and his hands kind of got caught under him by his waist, and the way he rolled over him. He did like the leg kick thing. He was like wringing his hand out. He put his right hand over his left hand to kind of cover it up. It looked like he was in the most pain that he's been in.
Well, I mean, he was sacked
maybe
9 times.
Career began.
They were, disguising blitzes. They were confusing that offensive line.
Yeah.
All of that was
true. Will Anderson Jr. had a fantastic game.
It was also Josh Allen thinking that he could be the hero on every single play. And sometimes you have to realize that you can't.
Well, that's what his offensive line was making him do last night, as you alluded to. They were embarrassingly bad. Even Deion Dawkins, who is supposed to be a stud left tackle in this league, he's just getting burned time and time again.
Whose fault it was?
It's tough when you got to do that.
Ike Hilliard.
Blame it on Ike.
Blame it on Ike.
I like Ike. And I don't like all this flack that he's taking.
How about the Texans, though, man? They got off to a crappy start. They were starting to play a little bit better. C.J. Stroud gets concussed. Then all of a sudden, president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, comes on in there.
Jefferson Davis Mills?
he's not spectacular by any means, but
Where'd he come from?
He was on that team.
No, I mean, like, was he an SEC guy? I'm trying to remember where he played his college football.
He's the president of the Confederacy, is what I said.
He was a Stanford dude, okay.
He is exactly what you want in a backup quarterback.
Absolutely.
A guy who can run your offense well. The offense complements his skill set. It always amazes me when you have a backup quarterback that is a completely different physical specimen than your starting quarterback. That always surprised me. But we see it around the league, right? But Jefferson Davis / Davis Webb.
He's bigger than C.J. Stroud. He's bigger than you expected. He's like a 6'4", 225 guy.
Yeah, but their skill sets
are
very similar.
Yes. They can do some of the same things. He might give up, CJ might give up a couple of inches, but neither of them are the guys that are going to break the pocket and run all over the place, even though, CJ has shown us that he's got some of that mobility. But the thing you said, Davis Mills has been there his entire career.
Davis Mills, David Webb, what did I call him?
Jefferson Davis.
I called him a bunch of different
Davis
names.
Davis Webb.
Who cares?
Billy Webb. He started for them in 2021 and 22
right.
when they were kind of looking for the next thing at quarterback. He was not a great starter, but he has shown that he can be a more than serviceable backup. Now they're one game off of the Bills. 7-4, 6-5. The Texans somehow have got it to 6-5 with CJ being gone for three games.
That was all nice. We got some Buckeye basketball last night. We had the NFL last night. But to me, the highlight was watching Adam Fantilli in that Jackets game
in Toronto.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the young guys and how I hope that we start to see them find their way and be difference makers on this team so far this season. And Fantilli got off to a slow start. He's starting to kick it in now, but you saw on that overtime goal, man.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that is, I'm not saying he is this guy. I'm saying that that is a superstar play. Oh, I'm not saying he's a superstar yet, but he has that ability. Moments like that. Unbelievable goal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To be a superstar, you got to put in the time and you got to show us results. I'm thinking, you know, two seasons where you're at least at a point per game average, go for that. Maybe you get a 100-point season, and then we're talking about. Like, if you're going to set that level at superstar, that's what you got to do. But he's oozing confidence right now.
I think even
early in the season, he was playing well. He just wasn't getting some of the breaks. I mean, two of the goals were posters. Fine. You hit the right part of that post, that puck's going to bounce in.
Right.
And that last one, I think one of them wound up being not his goal, right? But
correct.
It was pretty
he very
much,
easily could have had a hat
it was
trick.
But it seemed like it was his goal at the time, but the overtime winner, and what was dwindling down. It was probably the last rush that they were going to have.
It was the last minute of overtime.
Yeah, last rush that they were going to have. And he's almost at the end line, and he has maybe like 4 inches of space to put that in. Unreal.
I want to talk about some interesting college football for tomorrow. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at some slowdown due to an accident that's on East Dublin Granville Road at Tamarack Boulevard. We also have a crash causing delay at the intersection of West Broad Street and Wilson Road. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Trust R&R Foundation Specialist for expert waterproofing and foundation solutions. Family owned, honest, and thorough. No hidden fees, just proven results. Stop leaks and moisture before they spread. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan has a new tailgate destination. Join us before every home game at the Old Patio and Pub on Lane.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Ford dealers, Jameson Whiskey and Coors Light.
See you Saturday, friends.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will see scattered showers throughout the day. Could have some heavy downpours at times with temperatures topping out in the low 50s. We will see rain chances increase later tonight, especially overnight with some heavy downpours possible and lows right around 40 degrees. But for Saturday, for Buckeye football, we do see more sunshine as we go throughout the day with afternoon highs topping out in the low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Our live pregame coverage starts tomorrow morning at 6:30. Matty Ice, Devere Posey, and Tyvis Powell is with them. Dane Sanzenbacher has something to do. So instead, as Tyve has said, we're doing the all NAACP version.
Is that what he said this morning?
Yes, that's what he said this morning. Then you got the tailgate show with Rothman, Tim May, and Dave Biddle from the Fan Fest just outside St. John Arena. That starts at 8:30.
That's Oppo Taco.
Noon kick, Buckeyes and Rutger. Then postgame show with Beamer and Mike Bennett.
Did you hear Jay Farrow, SNL's impressionist? Well, I mean, he's a stand-up comic. He had a stint on SNL, but he does very, very good impressions.
Yeah, I didn't
mainly
hear
Eddie Murphy
live, but I came in and then I watched some on YouTube.
Yeah.
That was a good segment. I enjoyed that.
That was really good stuff. I was cackling in the first 2 minutes. They gave me what we all seek in this business, a little parking lot moment, because I had to...
Parking lot moment?
Yeah. Well, not
going to Boston Market?
No.
Whipping it out in the parking lot?
Maybe we call that a driveway moment.
The Kellen Winslow Jr. parking lot moment?
When you get home, and it's not because you just don't want to go inside and see and face your family again. It's because the content on the radio is so good that you got to stick around and listen to an extra 5 minutes.
Now, but in fairness...
That's good stuff.
In fairness, the content being good had everything to do with Jay Farrow and nothing
yes.
to do with T-Bone and Tyvus.
Well, the thing of it is I think you and I... might be as funny as Jay because Tyvus was laughing just like he laughs with us.
Tyvus laughs at everything, man.
Oh, you don't say.
You can't judge your funniness by Tyvus's laugh. You'd be like, hey, Tyvus, did you have a Ritz cracker today?
Hilarious, man. Now, it's like the same way when you get hired by a certain type of manager, right? Like Tyvus laughing at my jokes makes me wonder, am I really?
Are you stressing over the fact that the guy who hired you here at the radio station
yeah.
was the biggest idiot any of us has ever seen?
I don't know if I would say that, but
Teddy, you'd say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Who are you hired by, Teddy?
Jeff Austin, right?
A big moron?
Oh, originally?
Yeah.
Like way back when?
Yeah.
It was probably actually, Skip had a lot of input on that, I think.
Okay, Skip's a good guy to get hired by.
But how about second time around?
Second time around, I think that was Engineer Greg, probably.
Mm. No, I mean to come back to really...
To yeah. hear,
yeah. produce.
Oh, you know who.
Well, that.
Yeah.
Well,
he's just a common
man. Common Man got me on this show. Without him, I would not be here.
Well, no. But to come back to the company the second time around.
Again, that was me.
Well, the third time it was.
Second time around.
You had the hiring power?
I said I want
you
Teddy.
You got the power.
Yeah. Yeah. He said that.
I said I want Teddy. It was done.
He came to me. I remember I was in the Production Bob studio filling in for Production Bob that week because I was back part time. And then Mike came in. It's like, hey, you want to produce my show? And I'm like, yeah, I think that would be fantastic.
That's good.
He's like, all right,
that's
go
good.
Tell String Bean. And then we'll make it happen.
Go tell String Bean.
He'll
have to go along with it.
There was a tree of power, of mm-hmm. hierarchy
yeah.
here. And the guy who thought he was at the top really wasn't.
Puppet regime.
That's right.
Little,
I'm not dressed like this for no reason.
Little puppet regime. Well, I mean, I do take some solace. Like, you like me, and Skip wanted me to host a lot of things for the Ohio State Radio Network for a long period of time here. So I rest easy knowing some of those things.
I don't like you anymore. I mean, that's
right,
done.
but you're trapped now. Entrapment.
We'll see. Interesting college football tomorrow. We got USC and Oregon. That is 3:30 on Channel 10. What do you make of this? Because Lincoln Riley's playing the nobody respected us card. Nobody thought we would be here. USC's going on the road to Oregon. Oregon already lost a huge home game to Indiana. Does USC have a snowball's chance in this game, Timmy?
They have a snowball's chance, but this is a game I'm looking forward to watching because we're at the point in the season now where you really start throwing everything else out that happened to this point. This is the game if you are USC. You know, you can talk about beating Michigan at home earlier in the season and even your win coming into this one. That showed some stuff. I mean, you had to show moxie to come from behind.
Moxie.
You had to come from behind and beat what I think is a as good of a 6-4 team as you're going to find in college football, that Iowa bunch. But on the road at Autzen, I think Oregon is going to be ready to take it to another level here. They had their road win at Iowa, but the last time that I watched them, I know they roughed up Minnesota, but I was watching that Wisconsin game, and they did not look completely in sync. They were not at their best. They scored 3 touchdowns in that game. I thought that they were going to win that one by maybe 45 points with the way the Badgers had looked. So very, very, very keen on this game, and I think Oregon's going to have the stuff to do it.
All right, hear me out on this one. I brought this up with Adam Rittenberg yesterday, and we have Michigan going to Maryland. You know, we throw out the trap game a lot, but does that really matter when the team you're playing is awful? Just hear me out on this. Maryland, bad. Right?
Oh, yeah.
No one disputes the fact
they're
that
losing to Rutgers.
They're getting killed by Rutgers.
Yeah, getting killed by Rutgers.
They start hot, and then they poo all over themselves, and then they're done. However, deep down there, they have the ability to be a marginally good Big Ten program. They just don't know how to follow up with it and follow through with things. Mike Loxley this week was given the vote of confidence by Maryland's leadership, saying he's going to be back next year and we're committed to spending more money on this football program. I can see this Maryland team come out with their hair on fire and take advantage of a Michigan team that, by the way, if you didn't watch that Northwestern game last weekend, they won that game. They turned the ball over 5 times. You do something like that again, Maryland can bite you in the ass.
Absolutely. And they didn't do this last year. All right. Last year was just perfect Maryland, where they lost every single game down the stretch and didn't have one win to speak of. But if you go back 2 years, they still had the hot start and then they lost 4 in a row. But in those last 3 games, they snapped back into gear. You've seen that from Maryland. That's what you were kind of speaking to. They beat Nebraska on the road. They played Michigan very tough that year at home. 31-24 was a one possession game. Then they wound up beating Rutgers on the road after that. So they do have talent at the quarterback position. And Michigan, I don't think they're that great of a team. I don't think anybody really does. But that has nothing to do with how Ohio State is going to go
play them.
We're past that, or we're not to that just yet.
We're going to talk about that next week. I don't care if they lose this Maryland game by 50.
We've said that.
I'm still going to have the loose stool all next week because I know what can happen. We've seen it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying there's a chance something could happen.
I'm a believer of that.
I
think Michigan wins this game, maybe by a touchdown, but Maryland is going to keep this one close. They're not going to get embarrassed in this one.
All right, who the hell wants to win the ACC?
Nobody.
We got Pitt at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech came stone's throw from losing to 1-9 Boston College last week. When we look at the ACC, Timmy, is Georgia Tech the team that's actually going to nail it down and
be the
team out of that conference?
They're going to beat Pitt this week, and what happens after that is going to be a loss, but that doesn't matter for the conference standings. It's just not going to be too good for morale because they will play Georgia in their rivalry game. But Pitt, to me, is just a good 7-3 team. This is about the best that you're going to get with Pat Narduzzi. So, I don't think that they're going to be the one. They have to play Miami at home in their last game as well. So I'm looking at Georgia Tech. They're going to be the one team that's standing at 7-1. I'm trying to see who the Cavs are playing. So they've got Virginia Tech. So Virginia and Georgia Tech, I think, are going to be my pick for the ACC championship game 1 or 2 weeks out now.
Is James Franklin going to be? I know he's not coaching the game.
We talked about this yesterday.
Is he going to be like around?
I don't know. Why would he not be around? Because he's there.
I know.
So
I just didn't know if
he at the very least would be around.
Who's their interim? Do we know? Do we care?
We don't care. I'll find out.
Haystacks Calhoun.
I know the.
That's what I'm going to say. The interim head coach at Virginia Tech.
The story is he takes over for a guy that used to coach for him. Philip Montgomery. Montgomery.
What does that mean?
It's just like a minimal. Oh, yeah.
One more to take a look at, by the way. Illinois at Wisconsin. Illinois is a 7-3 football team. They have slight hopes of maybe sneaking into a playoff spot. Not bloody likely, but whatever.
No.
We already saw Washington go to Wisconsin and lose a game that they shouldn't lose. So just keep an eye on that one. That could be another hollow victory for the Badgers and Luke Fickell.
Remember, all the 7-3 teams in the Big Ten have tricky road games this week.
Is Joe Burrow going to play on Sunday? Got some new developments today. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 670 between Cleveland Avenue and 71. And there's a couple-minute holdup on southbound 71 on the north side between Weber Road and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Experience Columbus. The 2025 Columbus Gift Guide will make you say, "Yes, Columbus." This perfectly curated guide is filled with local gifts for everyone on your list this holiday season. Shop the guide at experiencecolumbus.com/giftguide. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Have you subscribed to the podcast of this stupid show? If you're nodding your head no, then I hope you drive right into a ditch. But I'll give you one last chance to save yourself from certain death. Go to wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. It's free. There's no excuse. Podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. It's Go to Jail Friday. We'll do that coming up at 3:46. Pick your parlay, 5 o'clock hour. Final walkthrough, 5 o'clock hour. Joe Burrow was a full participant in practice yesterday, second day in a row. They are officially listing him as questionable.
So this is happening, huh?
It's too much noise here. I don't see how he doesn't play on Sunday against the Patriots. I thought they were setting him up for Thanksgiving against the Ravens, but it's too much. I saw some video of him moving around. He looks fine on the toe, and you know, he's a veteran. He knows the plays. That's not an issue.
He knows the plays.
Well, you know what I mean.
He's Joe Burrow.
I understand.
I would hope he knows
at
him in his sleep.
At this point,
there's no chase, though, which is a concerning thing.
Is he physically comfortable enough to go out and start this weekend? Now, I think it's a mistake because I think this season is lost and it's over for Bozo, but
it is.
We'll see what can happen. I mean, this is sort of the last gasp, right?
Look at what they're staring at right here. So they are right now 3-7, coming off of three straight losses. We talked about them. You had your chance right there with the Jets and Bears at home, and your offense did enough. That's how bad this team is right now, that you couldn't win two games when you scored a combined 90 points or 80 points in them. You gave up 90 and lost. You lose to the Steelers, so you have the Patriots, Ravens, and Bills three straight weeks. Three really tough games. Pats at home here on Sunday, and then roadies at the Ravens and at the Bills. And who knows, Buffalo, well, we know the Ravens are starving for wins to get back into it, and they're looking okay right now because they get to one game above 500 with their latest win. I believe they did. Or they're 5-5 right now. But either way, I'm concerned that you're just putting Joe Burrow at risk. I'm concerned that once again, you are risking the future of this franchise. It's bad enough. And the organization and the head coach still needs to be held accountable for this. Because I'm not so sure that with Burrow healthy the whole time, that it would be much of a different story. As bad as this defense is, he can't put up much more than 40 points in football games, and they've done that a couple of times.
Mac Rhodes, the AD over at Baylor, has officially announced his departure yesterday. He's been the AD at Baylor since July 2016, suddenly took a leave of absence from the position for personal reasons last week. He also stepped down as the head of the College Football Playoff Committee. right? I'm not making that up.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
So here's the statement from him. I find myself in a season of life where I need to prioritize my faith and my family with an intentional focus that requires me to move on from my role as caretaker of this great athletics program. This is me speaking now. There was an issue with him confronting a player, but when he stepped down as the chair of the college football playoff committee, it was reported that there was something else. It wasn't just that. There was something else. Look, I'm reading the tea leaves here because we don't know exactly what it is, but the school president gave no reason for the departure. But normally when someone starts a statement with, I find myself in a season of life where I need to prioritize my faith and my family.
A season of life. It's because, who's ever said something like
it's
that?
It's because you were caught dipping in someone else's honey hole.
Gross.
For lack of a better term. I don't know that
you were,
for sure.
You're basically just doing some things you shouldn't be
doing.
But
there's obviously something here. He didn't just wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm just tired of this. I don't believe that for a second. There's stuff going on behind the scenes at Baylor, probably more than one thing going on behind the scenes at Baylor, and we will eventually learn about it because we learn about everything.
Art Briles really killed that program, right? Just locked it up. I mean, I know they had Matt Rhule, but could you even tell me one thing that Baylor accomplished when Matt Rhule was the coach there?
Yeah, they won some meaningless games.
Okay, they won some football games.
And propelled Matt Rhule into a terrible job with the Carolina Panthers.
But you couldn't tell me one significant thing that they did. A bowl victory, you know, whether they won the Big 12 championship. Maybe they did. Maybe they played in a Big 12 championship game under him. I'm just saying, my view of where Baylor was before all that stuff came out about Art Briles, and without question, I'm not even debating, he had to go. It was really bad stuff that he turned a blind eye to. Had to be done. And the athletics director had to be gone as well. I just don't think they've been able to recover from that.
You know what they did,
get back
though,
to that stature.
You know what they did that I would love to do? They won a college basketball national championship.
Yes, they did. I mean, I was speaking about Baylor football.
I understand
here,
this, but Scott Rhodes is not the AD of football. He's the AD of everything. And he went out there and he hired Scott Drew and he retained Scott Drew and they won themselves a national championship.
Yeah, I don't know if he was the guy that hired him. He's been there a long, long time now. Scott Drew.
Well, he retained him.
Comes from that the Homer Drew, you know, coaching tree, the famous Valparaiso coach.
You know
where
else comes
Jake
from that
Diebler
tree?
Is in
That's
that
right,
tree.
Jake
yeah.
Diebler.
And a lot of teams out there would like a guy as solid as Scott Drew and what they've done. I love what they did on their campus, too. They built a nice, small college basketball barn. It's new, but it only seats about 9,000 or so, and it is an unbelievable environment.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is. Just they fill every single seat, and everybody has a great time.
Lots of rumbling about the potential $2.4 billion Big Ten private equity deal. Michigan has now said publicly that they're committed to the conference, but they don't want any of this. And you know what?
We don't want any of that money. Just give it to Maryland. we'll stay neutral here.
I got to tell you, man, I have looked into this. I've read about it as much as my pea brain can comprehend things, because there are layers to this that I'm not well versed in business. We're talking about a $2.4 billion deal, but
a lot of moving parts to this.
I understand the hesitation that Michigan and USC both have. And I'm surprised, quite frankly, that Ohio State is gung-ho on this type of deal.
I think at the very, like, the lowest level of it, with what we can understand, is do we need to take a giant cash influx up front and let somebody else into our party and have power over what could possibly happen in the future when we're already so successful?
We already know
we have a successful product to sell.
From a school standpoint, extends the grant of rights by 10 years.
By 10 years.
And Ted Carter has already been talking the last year about, hey, you know, when things come up again, we're going to have to look into this whole sharing of equity deal because we're a much more valuable partner than some of these other schools out there. Right. I mean, we just saw it from Maryland this week. We saw it from Wisconsin last week where there's, oh, yeah, I guess we're going to spend some money on the football program now. Now? What are you talking about now? So let's say they do have this $2.4 billion influx of cash. Are there going to be rules as to how these schools spend the money?
Look, there might be, like we're wearing these ridiculous tracksuits, right? Neither one of us are wearing Nike right now. But if you look at this in,
I got Nike
in
shoes.
Terms of apparel, yeah, you got, there you go. There's a good example.
You like my shoes?
You got the Nike shoes. I got good shoes, but they're not as big a swinger as Nike is. Nike is the best. They're the biggest. They're the best. We do numbers. We look at sales. We look at popularity. Nike is there. Then Adidas still good. It's not like they're some bum out living out on the street. But if you go lower, like if we did this in Big Ten football, Ohio State would be Nike, and they are a Nike school, right? Who would Maryland be? Russell Athletic? I mean, they're hanging on by threads. Yeah, they're in the same.
Not a New Balance.
They're no.
New Balance too good for them.
New Balance is Iowa.
You got Gabby Thomas is New Balance.
So
is Shohei.
Yeah, you got Cooper Flagg and
Shohei's New Balance. Yeah,
Kawhi Leonard.
Marv is too, right?
Marv.
Yeah.
Marv is
New Balance.
New Balance. But what would you say Maryland is? Is that a good pull for them? Russell Athletic?
Yeah.
They're in the same family. They both make athletic apparel, but they're not in the same wheelhouse as what one company is worth. And so when you think about Ohio State and even Michigan and what they're dabbling in, why do they want to join forces and take all this cash when it's going to tie them and rope them in with all these other entities that aren't as good as them?
If anything,
they're going to have to do it, though.
You'd be looking for a little bit more independence and a little bit more financial flexibility.
Or more of the cash up front.
Right.
Like, you don't give Maryland the same. If you're giving them $124 million, I want $224 million.
Go to jail. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit stop-and-go traffic if you're on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. Almost a five-minute delay there. And there's about a 10-minute holdup on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. At Fresh Time Market, they've got everything for your Thanksgiving. The antibiotic-free turkey, savory sides, fresh produce, and especially the savings. So come in today and fill your cart with freshness, flavor, and quality. Fresh Time Market, your recipe for a great holiday. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets hit the road for a battle with the Washington Capitals. Live fan coverage starts Monday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Picture it.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You working? Because we barely are. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spirinak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to give you some proof that radio advertising works. All right?
Lay it on me.
So, driving around, left the house this morning, 10:45.
Uh-huh.
Got Bishop and Friends on.
Yeah.
Right? Hear a commercial, which we just heard in that last break.
Mm-hmm.
About the Firehouse Subs new French dip. And I said, oh man, I had that last year. That was pretty damn good. I didn't know it was back. I changed my lunch plans.
There you go.
Went right over there, had myself a dip, and it was delicious.
Look, we're not just blowing smoke. I know radio advertising works because our minds work that way. we have so much going on in our lives, so many things to keep straight, whether it's our own jobs, our own schedules, and then if you're married and you have kids, you have a family.
Many, like I am.
We have married men. We have lots to do. So our kids have stuff. It's a lot. You got to have your calendar system at home. You're writing things down in different colored Sharpie markers. So when you hear something in a nice little 30-second radio ad, it reminds you. You know what I hadn't thought about in a year? Hothead burrito. We're running some spots.
I like a good hothead.
Did I hear like they're toasting the burritos? Do they used to do that?
Yeah, they've done that for a couple years now.
Okay. Yeah. Like give a little toast both sides on a flat grill. Yeah. That's a good look with a burrito. That's very nice.
You want to talk some more about radio advertising? You know, I saw at the firehouse Bob Capace. He was there just hawking jewelry in the parking lot.
Did you see somebody from Care Heating and Cooling, too?
they were there, too, sure. Tri-State Men's Health, we were measuring erections in the parking lot. I'll tell you what, that French dip gave me one. That was pretty damn good.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, I'm going to start you off with three good old-fashioned jailbirds. I have 100% confidence you're going to be with me on at least two-thirds of them. I'll start with the two highest on my confidence meter that you'll be with me. So my next-door neighbor, this was the same neighbor who like let his dog almost bite my finger off. He's sort of turned into a goodish, cleanish boy since then. Now,
you're going to ruin all that progress, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Just throw that right out the window.
Light that bridge on
fire. That's all right. He's not listening. So he cut his grass the other day. No problem with that. And he was using the mulching mode. I like to go with the mulch method as well.
Well, he's
especially
getting,
this time
he's
of
chopping
year.
Up the leaves.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
By the way, you should do because that's extra fertilizer.
Oh, that's nutrients.
It's beautiful.
Did you get your aeration done yet? You got to get a fall aeration.
I get aeration every single year.
You need to get spring and fall. You need to get
it.
Those thick plugs.
I got it done already. Little poo plugs.
Yes, you got to have those poo plugs. Okay, so he cuts the grass. I have no idea why, when you go through all that work to mow, that's the long part of the job. You're talking about maybe 30 yards of public sidewalk space. Not even. 30 yards is over-exaggeration. 15. It would take you 1 minute, 2 minutes to get your leaf blower and finish the job. And then what happens this week? Rain comes in, and so we get all these grass clippings.
Well, he leaves all the clippings out on the sidewalk.
And they're just stuck to the sidewalk.
No, I don't care for
you
that.
You want to do that in your driveway? You know what? I take that back. Even in your driveway. Do the job. Do what's right for your house and for the good of everybody else.
Timmy?
Take care of your own property. Be proud of your property. Do the job.
I'm going to say 6 months in jail. If he happens to offend again, then that's just sheer arrogance or stupidity. Either way, I have no sympathy for you. That goes 10 years in jail. So 6 months, first time, 10 years, second time.
I just don't understand the half-assing things. That goes with a lot of tasks, too. If you're going to set out to do a job, to do a chore, do the chore right. You're not finished until you're finished.
I'm with you, Timmy.
Get the job done. Number two, I got to throw Sarah and Jack into jail for this. I feel like we had one a couple of weeks ago about something specific about bathroom etiquette. Maybe it was, I think it was like water all over the countertop in the bathroom. Well, tell me if Samantha and Kristen give you trouble with this. We have all these different items that keep finding their way to the bathroom counter. I'm talking smallish stuff. A box of Zyrtec is sitting out. The bottle of melatonin is sitting out. The toothpaste tubes are sitting out. We've got cups that are sitting out on top of it. We've got the Afrin nasal spray that's sitting out. We have dual medicine cabinets, and we have a shelving unit over where the toilet is as well for a third medicine cabinet type of situation. Why do we not put those away? And the response I always get back is, well, it's easier to get to if it's sitting here on the counter. Well, why don't I just take every single thing out of the medicine cabinet and just line it all up? There'll be 135 things sitting right there. We'll be knocking them over. They'll be falling into the sink. I don't get it. Jail for them. Put your stuff back where you got it from.
I think you should take out all your pairs of underwear that you probably have in a drawer.
Oh, just lay
right?
it.
Just lay them on top of the bed.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to remember to put on underwear.
I'm going
to
wear it
in front of my face.
I wear two pairs a day. So I'm going to have to put that on. I'm going to have to put the other one on.
6 months in jail. Both of them.
They're pretty lenient. All right. Last one is from, when was I coming to work? Wednesday morning. Go back to the mean streets of I-70 eastbound and down. I kid you not. I'm pulling out off of Hilliard Rome Road. We got the construction there from back on 70, and I'm getting up to cruising speed. And I get up and cook about as fast as anybody. You know, I'm not taking my time. I get off that off ramp. I'm not going 30 miles an hour. I'm getting up to speed and getting to cruise
speed.
That's
what the ramp is there for, by the way.
That's what you do.
There are people that go 30 all the way until they get on the highway.
It's not safe.
No.
It's not safe. We're trying to go places. We're trying to get to work. So I get to the left lane, and it's still kind of congested right there. I'm not driving up into anybody's bumper or anything, but I'm trying to go my speed. I can't go as fast as I want to. And behind me, you ever get like almost reverse cut off? Like the guy doesn't cut off in front of you, but you look in your rear view mirror and you're like, oh dear God, like there's a van like right there, almost clips the back of my bumper, and he is so close to me where I can't even see his headlights. Like he's in my trunk. And then as this guy whips around me, like as soon as he passes the truck that we're both passing, I find out that it is a church van. It is a conversion van.
Was Herbie driving it?
Hey, it's me and my dog. Peter was actually driving. Herbie was riding shotgun. It was a church van. And then when he passed me, on the back left side, there was a cross. On the other right side, it said, Jesus saves. I don't think Jesus wants you driving 95 miles an hour on I-70, cutting people off left and right.
How do we know what type of driver Jesus would be?
You think Jesus would drive like a maniac?
I bet you Jesus would get moving.
I'm sure Jesus would get moving, but he's not going to drive unsafe. He's not going 30 miles an hour off the on-ramp.
I would like all of you to contribute some go-to-jails. At Man and Timmy 971 on the X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093 and send us an email. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. NBC is potentially doing something that they shouldn't have the ability to do. And I've seen a little topic pop up in the YouTube chat that I want to dive into.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
It involves food, and it doesn't take much prodding to get me into a conversation involving food.
So let's do it.
That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute holdup due to a crash that's blocking the center lane on eastbound 70 on that west side at Central Avenue. It's going to move a little slow from West Broad Street. We also have slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Frank Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Experience Columbus. The 2025 Columbus Gift Guide will make you say, yes, Columbus. This perfectly curated guide is filled with local gifts for everyone on your list this holiday season. Shop the guide at experiencecolumbus.com/giftguide. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Following last night's win in Toronto, the Blue Jackets will move south of the border to Detroit, where they'll take on the Red Wings tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, the Winnipeg Jets saying today that goalie Connor Hellebuyck will miss the next 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. Hellebuyck has been the Vezina Trophy winner for the last two seasons. College football, Baylor's administration announcing today that head coach Dave Aranda will return next season. There had been speculation the Bears might make a coaching change with Baylor 5-5 on the year. Top-ranked Ohio State for their last day of prep to get ready to host Rutgers tomorrow at 12. 12 noon right here on The Fan. Golf second round of the RSM Classic in Georgia. Andrew Novak, the leader at 16 under. Gino Thitakil at minus 12 leads the LPGA CME Group Tour Championship in Naples, Florida. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They want to thank Columbus by offering $500 off every new program now through Thanksgiving. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No! No, 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 no!
This is Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Let's go to jail Friday. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. I actually see something from Adam King in here. And I did double check. It is him and not an imposter.
Oh, really?
Although, who would pretend to be Adam King?
I don't know. Aim higher.
So I saw this on Awful Announcing. Now, they're reporting on another story from Puck Sports, John Orand, who worked for Sports Business Journal for a long time. NBC scheduled to air the Big Ten championship game in 2026. So next year. The only year in which the network has dibs on rights to the big game as part of its 7-year deal with the conference that runs through 2030. But according to this report, the network is thinking about selling the game.
Mm.
They've reached out to Amazon and Netflix.
And Netflix. They're really trying to get in on it, aren't they?
They're interested in buying this game from them. Now, in this report, it says that really, it doesn't matter if they're able to strike a deal. Mm-hmm. If the Big Ten doesn't want to do it, then they don't do it. And that's the way it should be. I can't believe that NBC would start going to other networks before first talking to the Big Ten. Because if NBC called up and said, hey, we're thinking about selling this to Amazon. Remember, you sold it to us, and we're going to sell it to them. I'd say, no, you're not doing it. If anything, you give it back to us. We'll pay you whatever you paid us, the equivalent. We take it back, and then we go and sell it where we want to sell it, or we give it to Fox.
Would we even be getting to this point if they didn't already know that they were allowed, that this was within their contractual rights to do it? I'm with you.
You are assuming competence.
It does not seem like the Big Ten would allow this, but then it's the Big Ten.
Let me tell you a little story about place called The Fan and a little show called The Dan Patrick Show.
What happened?
When it was on ESPN Radio.
What happened with the DP Show?
So back in the day, the DP Show used to run in the afternoons. And we wanted to expand. And we were an affiliate, right? We aired the show every single day. We wanted to expand local programming because we had 12 to 1, noon to 1, as Spielman on Sports. I did that show with Spiels.
1 hour.
1 hour.
Yeah.
But they wanted to go all the way to 3 o'clock with local programming.
Tell me what our entire local lineup was when you were doing that 1 hour show with Spielman. Not like all the hosts, but like what were the two local shows at that time?
Our only local shows were Spielman on Sports from noon to one, and then we had afternoons from 3 to 6.
Okay,
that was it. That's all the afternoons. That's all local that we had.
You were live in Afternoon Drive. Yes. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, even when I started, we were only started local at 12. We had 12 to 3, Bishop and Rothman at the time, you guys, 3 to 6, and then Buckeye Show.
Yeah.
That was the three local shows.
No, I mean, people just sort of take for granted now that we're live and local pretty much every single day.
Yeah, it wasn't always like this.
All day long, but no, it wasn't. But we wanted to expand local programming. We wanted to go from noon to 3 and then lead directly into our afternoon show.
Right.
And I was going to host this new show. And so I remember them calling me in, the big bosses, the brainiacs that are paid to make the big decisions here at the radio station. They called me in and they said, "Hey, we're thinking about doing this. Are you cool? You want to host?" I said, "Yeah, it's a great opportunity for me at the time."
"Of course.
Of course I'll do it. There's more money that comes with that. Fantastic." "Yes." And I said, "Hey, did we run this by ESPN?
We allowed to?"
"You know, because we have a contract with them. We have to run a certain amount of their programming every single day. That's part of the contract." Mm-hmm. And the response I got was, "Nah, don't worry about them. We don't have to run it by them. We can do our own thing, whatever." I'm just the peon here. But I was the one that originally asked that question.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The people who are paid to actually ask those questions didn't seem very concerned. So then I thought to myself, okay, I guess I'm worried about nothing. Right? I guess I don't know what the contract says. You're right. So why am I worried about it?
How do I not know this story? What eventually happened?
And so we run promotion, like starting on this day, we're going to be live and local during these 2 hours that we would normally go run the Dan Patrick Show on ESPN. Uh-huh. But we're going to be live and local. We run promos, and then we start doing the show. I do the show for 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, I had a vacation scheduled where I was going down to Florida. Now, normally...
Shocker, you went to Disney World.
No, it wasn't Disney World. It
yes,
was Naples-y.
Okay.
Naples. Normally, I wouldn't want to take a vacation right after you start a new show.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
you want to build the audience. But I already had this booked, and it was the only time Kristen could get off, so we went on vacation. So I'm walking around one of the shopping plazas down there, and I get a text from the big boss. Call me.
God.
We need to talk about something. And so I excuse myself. She was in like the Loft outlet or something. I excuse myself. I walk out.
You're just out shopping, and then you have to go and make this call.
I pick up the phone, and the conversation went something like this. Hey, you know, we got a cease and desist from ESPN today, so we got to yank you off the air and put Dan Patrick back on the air on Monday. And I said, are you freaking kidding me? Are you telling me that nobody over there, all the lawyers that we have, the fact that you wear a tie every single day, you didn't actually sit down and read the damn contract before you decided to make a decision like this? How did I become the most rational one here? I am just the monkey on the radio, and yet I'm asking these questions. And I found out later, nobody told ESPN we were doing this. Nobody.
My goodness.
And once they got wind of it, they set their lawyers on us, and we had to change it back. So to your point,
I would like to think that NBC, the national network,
I would like to think so too.
Would not even go exploring something like this.
I would also like to think
it was in their purview.
That Wolf Enterprises at the time that owned every significant media entity here in town, including us, that had lawyers on retainer that would read the damn contract.
Well,
but nobody did.
Wait a minute. What eventually happened?
They yanked me off.
But yeah, they did. They did all right.
And the only way we got out of the contract in the future is because Dan Patrick left. And
there was
a clause.
How long was it?
Like 2 years later, right, Teddy?
You didn't get back to the show. You didn't get back to Afternoon Drive until 2 years after that.
Yeah, yeah, it was
you
about
just
that.
Kept, you kept doing. You just did 12 to 1.
I kept doing 12 to 1. That was it.
What was that like doing 1 hour a day in the middle of the day? That for people that...
It's not all that I did.
Well, I understand
I
that.
Was the local host of Mike and Mike in the Morning.
You localized Mike and Mike.
I would come in. I'd do the ONN updates for the network. I'd be in here at 4 o'clock in the morning. I would do long form type of updates.
This is a little thing that was done in a lot of different local markets.
Yeah, 2-3 minutes at a time to give the national show at that time some local flavor.
Yes.
You look back on it, it sucked. It was stupid. But I did that, and then I ended my day with 12 to 1 with Spielman.
It's fascinating how you look at sports radio now, and that is something that would never happen. But you don't have to go back that far. You're just talking about 15 years or so. We used to do the 12 hour, the noon to one show on Mondays. And that used to be Herbie's hour where he would come on. And then Spielman did that a little bit after that whole thing happened. And I don't know how many years we wound up doing that, but it was... I think we still called that Spielman on Sports. Maybe kept the name of that show.
I would love Herbie to come back and do an hour with us once a week. And Teddy, you were tight with him back in the day. I would be willing to host that show with Herbie.
Okay.
1 hour a week, me and Herbie. Let's see how that goes.
Let's do it. What do you think it would take to get Herbie to kick the tires on that again? We don't have much of a budget. This could be maybe pro bono work. He likes going on all sorts of stuff.
I mean, he's doing podcasts now.
It's Kirk or Stephen A. Smith, like who we see, like all over the place.
I would love to volunteer to host that show. I tell you what, we'd do a good ratings number, Teddy.
It'd be pretty friendly, wouldn't it?
Show would only last 1 week because one of us is walking out in a body
no,
bag.
No, no, no. You're not walking out.
No, no walking
you're,
out.
You're doing it. We got to get to the thing that the chat.
All right, you're right.
Sparked
you're right. I want to get to a nice, friendly conversation about sandwiches. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic
sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and Neal Avenue. And be aware of an accident that's causing some holdup on eastbound 70 on the west side at Central Avenue. This report is sponsored by Middlefield Bank. Middlefield Bank, helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions at 6 area locations. Stop in their new Westerville branch at 450 Altair Parkway and check out their grand opening specials. Find an MB near you at middlefieldbank.bank today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Wake up and laugh with the Bob and Tom Show on The Fan 2.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
It says here they've won 5 Marconi Awards. I can't even spell Marconi. The Fan 2, Columbus's home of the Bob and Tom Show.
You can stream the game.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A damp finish on this Friday with cloudy skies and showers and temperatures right around 50 degrees. It will be a damp night for high school football or for whatever you have planned. Into your Saturday morning, showers out, cloudy skies to begin right around 40 early in the day. We'll dry it out and see the sunshine, a nice day for that Buckeye game, and a nice afternoon beyond that, temperatures right around 50 degrees. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Are you dealing with ED, erectile dysfunction? You know, a lot of dudes, they don't seek treatment because they're intimidated by the process. There is nothing to be intimidated with. Go see my guys at Tri-State Men's Health. They do this every single day. Here's
just
what
relax.
You do. You schedule a consult. Your initial visit, just $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, yes, a TNPSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, that's wood.
Free.
Your visit is free. They have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having hibbity-dibbity time the day after your appointment. So there's not a lot of downtime there. There's only uptime, right, Timmy?
Downtime?
Oh, it's up.
Who's doing it
saluting
every day anyhow?
Call them now, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. What was I going to say to you?
We were going to talk about sandwiches.
Oh, that's right. So we were talking about how did we get started on this?
The chat. Our tremendous, I know, but
how did we initially get started on sandwich? Oh, I heard the commercial, for Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
I went today. I got myself a French dip. I thought it was very good. I love all sorts of different sandwich places. It's not like I'm just loyal to one, because I think various places do things in their own way. And they specialize in things. And so I saw in the YouTube chat, go follow us and hop in there, youtube.com, search 97.1 The Fan, click on the live stream. They are debating which sandwich places of the chain places are the best. I say chain places because, look, there's no doubt that some of the specialty places that we have in town make a superior sandwich. I'm not comparing a Potbelly sandwich to a Wario's sandwich.
No.
Okay? Yeah. Those are two completely different entities. I'm talking about of the chain places. I love the Firehouse. I had that today. I think what Firehouse does is I think they have the best quality cold cuts that they put on the sandwich.
Mm.
I think their meat that they use is top-notch.
See, I also would say that about Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's also is very good.
Their whole brand centers around never having pre-sliced deli meats. They take that to the slicer right then and there, so you are getting Flavor Town every single time you get a sandwich. And that Jersey's favorite, the Jersey Shore favorite, or the Italian, where you really just get the basics, and then you take it to Mike's Way, which gets you the shredded lettuce, tomato, the red onion, and then the red wine, vinegar, and oil.
The extra juice.
Extra juice.
You like it, the juice?
Yes. I think
juice is good.
I like a little bit more juice on my sandwich.
I do. I ask for two things of juice. See, now Jersey Mike's,
need more juice.
Jersey Mike's is a cold sub play. I don't necessarily think their hot subs are superior.
No, they're not. They're not. I would never get a hot sub at Jersey Mike's.
They're fine. Mm-mm, there are better places to get a hot sub. You're right. If I want a cold sub, Jersey Mike's is usually where I go.
Oh, someone in the chat, so Coach V said, I swear if Timmy says Jimmy John's is the superior sub, lock the doors,
I'm not
Ted.
Saying it's superior, but I'm also not going to crap on Jimmy John's. I enjoy a Jimmy John's for what it is. It is a simple, cold sandwich. I, too, do not go there for a hot sandwich.
No, and I used to love the chewiness of the bread. I haven't been there in a good minute.
Bread
because
can be hit and miss. When you get a fresh loaf of bread, I think it tastes really good. But if you get something that's been sitting around for a while, the shelf life on that is not great.
If it gets too crispy, then that's not good. You don't want something that's not toasted, yet still seems
that's
crispy.
That's not called crispy. That's called stale.
That's called stale, and that's bad. And every now and then you would get that. I did like their own in-house brand of chips. They probably piggyback those chips from somebody. They're a little rigid. They're maybe
rigid.
They're a little bit blending towards Cape Cod style.
Comparing chips here.
I actually did get a bag of Cape Cods a week or two ago.
Oh, did you bust your mouth up? Were you bleeding all over the place?
I made it out okay, but I was very careful. I was conscientious when I was chewing.
I eat Cape Cods all the time. That's the only chip that we really keep in the house, potato chip.
And I bought them because we had a cheesesteak night. We had a nice little cheesesteak sandwich. I got the shaved ribeye and threw that on. Do you use your countertop cooking apparatus when you're going to make cheesesteaks?
The hell are we talking about?
I have this little griddle thing where you can cook your breakfast items. It sits on top of the counter.
Can I tell you something, Tim?
I don't have to go out to the grill, Blackstone.
I don't make cheesesteaks.
No cheesesteaks.
No, I don't make them at home.
Oh, it's a fantastic
because there are places
dinner
out there that I think make them. I'm not debating that the cheesesteak is a great sub. Well,
and I'm not debating you that I can make what Wario's is making, but sometimes in the comfort of my own home, I can get the pound of shaved ribeye for $9.99.
I understand
that's a
pretty
good,
however,
get the protein for that price, pretty good meal.
If I go and I get myself a cheesesteak from, let's say, and let's take Wario's out of the equation, that's an $18 sandwich.
Go Charlie's.
Actually, probably Penn Station.
Okay. You know, like it to Charlie's?
I do like it to Charlie's,
yeah,
but if they're next to each other, Charlie's and Penn Station, I'm probably going to Penn Station.
Yeah, I like Penn Station's cold sandwiches too.
There is a thing where you get yourself a hot sandwich at Penn Station, and I don't know if it's the years of grease that's just been built up on that flat top that they use, right?
Yeah, seasoning.
There is a seasoning on there that you can't replicate with a home griddle. Now, that seasoning could be filth. I have no idea, but I'm pleading ignorance. I don't care either. So it's good.
Somebody brought up mayo and about how I like to complain about mayo. Yes, you've listened to the show. You know that. Here's the thing specifically. I don't have a beef with people that like mayo on sandwiches. I understand that is one of the most popular condiments that you can spread on a sandwich. I, in particular, if I'm going to have it, I want that to be a very, very light brush. I don't want it overpowering. It doesn't add to the sandwich for me like what a zesty oil and vinegar, like with that, like the red wine, vinegar and oil with some of like the salt and pepper and seasonings on top of the sandwich. That to me like gives it a certain kind of pop The mayo is just more of the creaminess of it. If some people like that, some don't. My problem with the Jimmy John's is that I was getting that on sandwiches that I didn't deem necessary to have the mayo on it, and their menuing options were getting to be a little confusing.
It's not confusing. You know what you do? You actually read the damn menu.
I don't.
It says all subs come with mayonnaise unless otherwise noted.
It changed. They used to put every single thing that was on the sandwiches in the box. They switched the samples.
Then they assumed, well, people aren't stupid. We don't have to be redundant every single time.
I assume that if someone wants a good, clean Italian, they're not going to put mayo on it because mayonnaise does not go on an Italian sandwich.
First of all, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that either.
Oh, well,
I'm the most Italian guy in the world.
Coming for you,
I can have it both ways. They put a mayo, unless you tell them not to, on the Italian over at Firehouse. I think it's very good.
Disgusting. And there's some places that will put mayo on a cheesesteak, a hot cheesesteak. And they'll try to put lettuce and tomato on a cheesesteak.
This is when
that's disgusting.
You customize it and say, I don't want that. God forbid you open your mouth and actually order something else.
Any other time I try to customize something, you say, oh, you're being a little baby. Why don't you just get it as is? Changing your order.
I'm going to stab you with this pen.
You got to believe me. Who's having mayo on a cheesesteak? That's psychopath behavior. You don't deserve to eat a cheesesteak if you want mayo on it.
No.
You get onions and the gooey cheese.
I don't want to neglect my friends over at Potbelly.
Oh,
Potbelly. Because I think Potbelly does a fantastic sandwich, and they have something that the other places don't have. And I know that other places have a hot pepper mix, but they do not have the Chicago-style jardiniere that they have at Potbelly's. And to me, that makes all the difference in the world.
Fishy was eating Potbelly just a day ago. See him getting that every single week.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I mentioned these guys this week, too, and I have not been to one of their spots in a couple of years because the one in Grandview closed. Jason's Deli. Love their sandwiches. And they got a lot of different types of sandwiches in there as well. But the one that I always loved was on like a croissant roll. You don't ever see that too much. And it had a little turkey, Swiss, had the honey mustard on it, lettuce, tomato. Delicious. And if you eat there, you get the free ice cream while you're dining.
What about a Grinders?
A WG Grinders?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the strip club Grinders.
Well, also a grinder is just the genre of sandwich.
I understand, but that to me is a hot sandwich play. That's
absolutely
not a cold sandwich play.
Yeah. What's the go-to? Do you go with like a meatball type of thing at a WG Grinders, like a meatball grinder?
I think it's been a while since I've had that. You know, Potbelly makes a good meatball.
Where is a WG Grinders? Do we have one in town that's open at the moment?
There used to be. Are they all gone?
I
know there's one in Pickerington on Hill Road.
I do mourn the loss of Quiznos, though. You know my love for Quiznos.
Oh, my God. I used to work with a guy in Raleigh who had to have Quiznos every single
Quiznos
day.
Quiznos was my first real glimpse at like a hot sandwich.
Yeah, they're the originals. They're the OGs for doing every single sandwich went hot.
You'd go to Subway and get yourself a steak and cheese, or you know, Teddy likes the meatballs over at Subway, but that was pretty much the end of the hot sandwich game back in the day.
Subway's system for heating the sandwich up was nowhere near as sophisticated what
Quiznos
was doing, where they
had
like the
specialty
conveyor
sauces. Now a lot of them were mayo based, so you don't like them, but that was the only place too where I'd go. And like 7 times out of 10, I would have horrible diarrhea after I was done eating it. But it would not deter me from going back. I would still go back. The diarrhea turned out to be a pleasure. It was good diarrhea.
You love a good diarrhea, don't you?
I do like a good. Bad diarrhea mess you up.
But a
good clean out, not a lot of wiping involved. Fantastic.
Bad on us. There's a WG Grinders near you on Hard Road. I mean, kind of near you. And there's one kind of near me on West Broad. I did not know this. Be grinding.
You know what else I like?
What do you like?
Mr. Hero.
Oh, yeah. You like
the Mr. Hero? I mean, is that technically a sub sandwich? We're just putting burger patties on it, like the Roman burger? I mean, I know they have regular sandwich there, too, but I enjoy the Roman burger.
Is that one still there on Livingston?
They opened a couple more locations, too. Yes, I think the one on Livingston's still there.
And there's one up on Morse Road, I believe.
All right, Timmy wants to make sure that we step up our holiday candy game. He's going to lay down the law coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a five-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And watch out for an accident that's on southbound 71's off-ramp to 670 on the north side, causing some backup there. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. At Fresh Time Market, they've got everything for your Thanksgiving. The antibiotic-free turkey, savory sides, fresh produce, and especially the savings. So come in today and fill your cart with freshness, flavor, and quality. Fresh Time Market, your recipe for a great holiday. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, let's go. It's Go to Jail Friday.
All right, Johnny.
We're not ignoring you guys. We just had a quick veer for some food
talk.
So have
you not listened to this show before? Sometimes we veer into Sandwich Town. We're going to go to Candyville in a little bit.
Well, we've been told we're not paying enough attention to our friends in the chat as well, so we wanted to do that.
You want to talk about Rutgers? Oh, yeah, here, let's break down the game. Rutgers sucks. Rutgers sucks.
Ryan Lander,
it's going to be a 30-point game. It doesn't matter if the Buckeyes don't play Carnell Tate or Jeremiah Smith. They shouldn't play those two.
I do wonder if we cover this one. Didn't cover against Purdue because you called the dogs off and then the backups. I still find it funny. There was like a drive for Purdue at the beginning of the game, and then the only other drive where they even gained yardage was at the end when the backups were in. But you want to put those guys on the spot, too. I understand that. There's a lot of guys you want to see if they've got the backbone to keep them out of the end zone. They didn't do it.
All right, that's all the discussion I want to have about this dog crap game.
Go to Jail Friday. You guys know the places to get in touch with us. Text us, 614-787-3093. That's the burner phone, at manandtimmy971 on X, and goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I wanted to say to you guys, I'm going to respond to some of those emails. We both have access. There's a lot of good questions in there just for general purpose stuff about the show. I appreciate everybody that's been emailing that account. So here we go. Hello, vasectomy lovers.
He's a peeping Tom.
I arrived at my local Chipotle today around 11:15 a.m. That's like you time right there. Walking up to the line.
It's been open for half an hour. It opens at 10:45.
10:45, right. So there's no excuse. Walking up to the line, it was clear that they were not ready to start serving food, as there was only carnitas and chicken ready to serve, as well as multiple sides missing. I settled for a chicken bowl, and my one request was that I ask for the red hot chili salsa. I like that salsa, even though it was not on the front line. But I could clearly see a full container of it over at the mobile order food line station. The employee preparing my bowl said I couldn't have the salsa.
We did this one last week.
No, we didn't.
You weren't here. How do you know?
This sounds very familiar.
We did this same exact one.
How am I supposed to know?
Last week.
How am I supposed to know that? I wasn't here.
Is it an old text you're reading or is it a new text?
Well, it was the first text that was up on the phone. So yes, apparently it is an old text. Throw me in jail then.
They have dates on them.
There's so many texts that hit the burner phone.
Oh,
it's almost like just pick and see which one works.
Can't you just say, I have this conversation with my wife all the time. Can't you just say, my bad?
I effed up.
Just say that.
I effed up.
I don't need to know the reason why you're stupid. I just want it to be corrected. That's all I want.
Okay, here's another one. My GCBs.
Oh, now you want something else?
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
Want to know a guy who isn't a GCB? A neighbor walking a dog in front of my house who I was unfamiliar with did something very rude. I'd been keeping a giant leaf pile in the front of the house.
We
the
did
last
this one
two
too.
Days.
Stop.
This sounds familiar.
Stop it, Ted. Stop it. You want to just want to end the segment right now?
We switch the samples.
All right. What was I saying? Big leaf pile in the front of the house the last 2 days that hopefully this lovely weekend would crisp them up. I've got a 4-year-old son. What's more classic a fall activity than a good clean leaf pile? This jabron I see outside the front window then lets his dog off leash, mind you, jump right into the pile, throwing the leaves all over the place.
That's just terrible.
It's also at least 10 feet off the sidewalk in my yard. I felt it was too awkward to go outside and bark at him, but give me a break, D-bag. Get off my plane, GTJ.
You know, sometimes I'm lenient, and I like people to learn a lesson and come back into society and act like a person. However, in this situation, you're going to have to convince me. This guy's going to have to convince me that he shouldn't be put to death. I say death penalty unless you can convince me otherwise.
So you have off-leash dog walking. You have the gall to just let your pet go onto someone else's property. There's even when you're walking your dog, you have to use the space that's on the side closest to the road.
What is it?
For them to go to the bathroom.
Huh?
The space between. Thank you, Dave. Yes. So then you got to get the bags and then pick up the crap. It's the worst thing that we can do as humans, but hey, we choose to have dogs, so we got to do it. No, that's ridiculous.
You know what I do if that happens to me?
What?
I'm a good, clean person. First of all, I put the dog on the leash, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I knock on that person's door and I say, I'm so sorry. My dog accidentally got away from me, jumped in your leaf pile. As soon as I'm done walking the dog, I'm going to come back here and I'm going to rake for you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it neat again.
What kind of normal person wouldn't do that?
Make the yard great again.
The way that I picture this is like the guy thought it was funny. Yeah, make that yard great again.
Mm-hmm.
That was
a Trumpy
guy. They don't know what the F they're
Ooh,
doing.
Ooh, that's cool. Sometimes joke time, coach.
All right, how about my reins on Spain's planes?
I have to eat so I can take my back pill.
Throwing my 11-year-old daughter and 13-year-old son in jail. Did you do this one? Did you do this one last week?
I don't think so.
What are you, twisted up? Yeah, tied up and twisted the way you like to be? All right, so moving on. We are constantly having the same conversation about dishes. Like most people, we got a drying rack and a dishwasher right next to the sink. Every single time I walk by, I see either the last plate or bowl that they use just sitting there. The morning bowl of cereal is there literally every morning. Conversations, loss of allowance, I guess groundings is next, or we could go straight to jail.
They are plenty big enough at that age.
11 and 13?
They should be doing their own dishes. Me? Especially if this is something that's a topic of conversation. Now they're just willfully ignoring you.
He's a very willful boy.
Which I will not tolerate.
No.
I'll tolerate stupidity up to a certain point, but now they're just doing it on purpose. 5 years in jail, both of them. See, my daughter will have a bowl of oatmeal.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So that's got like the sticky residue.
You put that in the sink. If you're not going to put that
rinse.
Right in the dishwasher, which you should, you have to at least put some standing water in that bowl. Because if you come back 2 hours later and try and get that oatmeal out, you're dead.
No.
It's over.
You don't put that right in the dishwasher. You've got to give it a good rinse before you put it in.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Unless you're gonna rinse it out right away. Like, let's say, I got to make a phone call. You don't just put it there and leave it. You turn the faucet on, put some standing water in there. Let it sit.
Of course.
So that the oatmeal doesn't harden on the bowl.
This makes it so much easier for the cleanup. I do this with the pizza cutter. Why do people like just throw dirty dishes in the sink and let them sit there for 2 hours? You're making the cleanup so much harder.
Because they're bums, Timmy.
Do the job.
They're dirty bums that should be under a bridge being pummeled by Kimbo Slice.
One more.
Even though he's dead. The ghost of Kimbo Slice.
The ghost of Kimbo. One more jail, then I'll give you some candy stuff coming up. So my nude sleepers.
I already did that one. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You did that one.
I did that. I'm sorry.
The biggest load that we've seen.
Worst thing I've ever seen. I was out at lunch this past week and some 50-something dude was actually clipping his nails at the table.
Ridiculous.
No jail time, please. Death sentence. I think I agree with that.
Your request is granted.
I think I agree with
actually,
that.
Actually, it's not just... Like, for the first guy with the leaves and the dog and stuff, I'll give you a lethal injection. You know, but this guy who's clipping the nails, since you like to do things in public, Hobo Joe...
Guillotine.
Public.
Guillotine.
All come down to the square, we sell hot dogs, we chop your head off.
You know, I was thinking I was watching...
Jugglers and clowns.
You know, I was thinking I was watching the Commanders game, and they were in Spain. You think a guillotine could take care of Dan Quinn? Or would he take, like, a second dropping of the blade?
Well, I mean, if you...
Thick.
You really look into
thick
it.
Thick neck.
Very
big
rarely
head.
Did you have one swipe. It took multiple swipes, and it got pretty
if it wasn't a clean
ugly.
Blade. Yeah.
As opposed to the neat and tidy...
Executioner?
Just one the beheading.
Well, what about the big, heavy executioners that had the axes?
But here's the problem
double
with
swing.
That. I actually know a little bit about that. The executioners, you know, it's a tough job.
Of course it
right?
is.
They gotta swing hard, go home.
Aim true.
They gotta put their head on the pillow at night. You think about all the people's head that you've chopped off. So what a lot of these executioners do would get drunk before they had to do it. Do you have a lot of aim and consistency when you're drunk?
God, just hit them square in the back.
That's what I mean.
Oh,
they would miss and hit other parts.
Or at the top
body.
Of the head.
Exactly.
Hit the arm.
It'd be like 3-4 times. Like, yeah, we got it done. We got it done.
So that's why then they had to usher in the guillotine. Because the men were too drunk. And it's a bad thing to have to be doing.
All right, we're going
to
talk. We've done enough on beheading. Now, we're going to talk about candy. See, we're something for the whole family. Holiday candy.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're hitting some slowdown if you're on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and I-70, about a 5-minute holdup. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to Cook Road. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. And traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Join now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And there's football. I shall call it Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for all things football. The Fan.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Let me tell you what's going on next week. So it's Gobble Gobble Day next Thursday. We're not going to be here, but every other day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I like how I have to tell you what every other day of the week is.
You got your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Timmy and I will be here for you at 3 o'clock. We have some fun stuff planned. Of course, it's Buckeyes and Michigan, getting you ready for that. But I may or may not be working on AI Schembechler. So he will pay us a visit.
AI Bo.
AI Bo Schembechler.
AI Bo Schembechler.
Yeah.
There's a story here, I believe.
About how I killed him?
About how you killed him. Well, I think we should save that story for next week.
We can talk. I have been accused of murder.
Yeah.
We can talk about it next week.
Yeah, we save that one for next week. So, well, do you want the jail?
No, I shouldn't go to jail for that.
Candy.
No, Teddy wants to send me to jail for killing somebody.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, it's just a possibility.
For being a murderer.
We have to listen to the story next week and find out.
Yes, we do.
Give me some candy.
That's a long tease there, Teddy. All right, so I have been reading a bunch of different articles, and I see all these social media posts that this candy is back and that candy is back, and everybody's got holiday-themed candy. Now, a lot of this gets jumbled up, and you'll typically start to see a lot of the peppermint-flavored stuff, which I am all here for. Do not get me wrong. I am all here for it.
What's your thoughts on a nice bark? A nice peppermint bark?
I'll get to it here.
Okay. All
right. I don't have to answer that right now.
Okay.
I'll get to
it. What about a Barks root beer? What do you think about a Barks root beer?
I like a good Barks root beer. Do you not?
Right?
What about a mug?
I was going to say, I think I like the mug a little bit more than the Barks.
I go bark. I stay in the Coca-Cola family.
Yeah.
I go bark.
What about a Dad's?
Very good.
It's more of a specialty product.
You ever have that blue crap that they do? Or like the red? How about a red cream soda? Pretty good.
Now we're just getting off topic.
Yeah, it's pretty off topic right now. My one hot take about holiday candy. I'll start this before I give you the five holiday candies for me that everybody needs to have in their house at some point. Candy canes is clearly the quintessential holiday candy. But the thing I find rather annoying, they're made a certain way to be a decoration on a Christmas tree. They're not really thinking about the ease for eating that thing. They're wrapped so damn tight in that cellophane. I would even think in 2025 we can come up with a system to where we still have the candy cane packaged that way, but we can unwrap it,
Timmy,
without having 75 different pieces of plastic.
You have not been to the store recently.
Okay.
Okay, because what they do, and I forget the brand. I'm going to say it's Brock's.
Brock's.
They have the mini candy canes. And they're individually wrapped, but they're not tightly wrapped.
No. You're not hearing me. I love those. That's my take. I go with
that's your take, Dom?
I go with those.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey,
Miss Nicole.
Those candy canes
bad. That's my take.
Those candy canes that you speak of are the ones that I would have the whole Christmas season.
All right, so you want the regular size candy canes.
But you can't hang those on your Christmas tree. So basically, what you're going to get a box of the candy canes for decoration
on my Christmas tree.
Don't even bother eating those. Just leave them up on the tree. Get the ones that you just mentioned because you just boop, undo one little piece of plastic, slide the whole candy cane out. You crunch it up into some different bits and pieces.
And what's your thought on a peppermint rod? You like just a straight rod? A little girthier? Straight?
No, because those straight rods, like you're talking about sort of like the old farm store take on a candy stick where they'd have them in like a million different flavors, mm-hmm. and it's just that, but that's going to be wound tightly in that cellophane. Also really difficult. You got to get your fingernails in there to get the damn plastic on. So candy number five, did you see the M&M's Holiday Mint is back out? That was everywhere. That's the green bag. For those of you that don't know that, I don't know why you would have never had that one. That you got to have. That's delicious. Then, just to be fun, why don't you just get the blue and white, the winter blend? You like to get the different colors just to get into the season? The red and green M&Ms, the blue and white is the winter blend.
Never was a big fan about that. I don't care. They all taste the same.
I like to do that. Hershey Kisses is number four. Well, and this is important.
Hershey Kisses is good because they come out with different varieties.
Well, this is really important because Hershey Kisses has the candy cane candy. And it's their white chocolate with the red swirls
that's a good one.
To the tip of the Hershey
Me
Kiss.
Me likey.
Oh, what I will do when I get ready to enjoy the Hershey Kisses is I'll do this for me and Sarah. I'll unwrap about 15 of those suckers.
Oh, for easy access?
I'll put it into a little bowl. I'll bring it down. Say, honey, I got a nice treat for you. And
that's
then we'll both...
good thinking, Lincoln.
We'll both share some Hershey Kisses.
But he's sort of much more erect.
And then that may lead to that, and we'll enjoy the movie. Three, I got to go back to something traditional, but it's the way that it's marketed and packaged. Reese's Trees. And these are better than straight up Reese's peanut butter cups.
I think the Reese's shapes in all forms, pumpkins, Easter eggs, trees, mm-hmm. I think they're superior.
Now, 2-in-1 was difficult for me because I know one of these, you are maybe the biggest fan of this candy. But number two is the old Ghirardelli Square Peppermint Bark.
I love it.
I don't know when I stumbled onto this.
Delicious.
I don't remember them when I was a kid, but certainly for the last 10 years or so. And then once you travel around, if you go to Chicago, you'll see the Ghirardelli store there. You go to San Francisco, where they're actually from. You want to stop in the Ghirardelli chocolatier shop. It's good stuff. And the peppermint bark is so delicious. And number one, you got your big shipment about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, the Frankie Lindors.
150 count. The Frankie Lint Lindors. Oh, the
truffle.
Flavors,
the truffle balls.
The one gripe I have with them,
no gripe.
They need to make a holiday peppermint truffle. They need that white chocolate. Can you imagine with
make one?
With the crystallized peppermint sticks?
They don't make one?
I don't think they do. I don't think they
do. You know what I did get in my assortment this year? They got a salty caramel truffle. And it's got little grains of salt in there. Delicious.
I'm sorry, I got to go to jail again. They do have the peppermint.
That's what I thought they did. Yeah. You moron.
But did they put that in your
not
purchase,
in my
though?
Assortment? But
that's the thing. You got to go
find
and
it.
Buy the smaller bag. You
go
gotta
to Walgreens.
Get that.
They got it.
Totally delicious.
All right, pick your parlay. We're doing pizzazz coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane. If you're on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33, emergency crews are on scene there, adding to that holdup. And there's a couple minutes slowdown on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. At Fresh Time Market, they've got everything for your Thanksgiving. The antibiotic-free turkey, savory sides, fresh produce, and especially the savings. So come in today and fill your cart with freshness, flavor, and quality. Fresh Time Market, your recipe for a great holiday. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. From the NFL, the New York Giants for the second straight week will turn to Jameis Winston as their starting quarterback as they get ready to face the Detroit Lions, this with Jackson Dart still in the concussion protocol. Cincinnati Bengals today activated tight end Mike Gesicki, who'd been out with a pectoral injury since mid-October. They also placed defensive back Cam Taylor-Britt on the reserve injured list with a foot injury. Bengals preparing to face the Patriots this weekend. College football tonight, Florida State and North Carolina. It's Hawaii and UNLV. Ohio State, of course, at home tomorrow. Their final home game of the season, hosting Rutgers at 12 noon here on The Fan. Baylor's administration announcing today that football coach Dave Aranda will return next season. This is a day after their athletic director and the school reached a mutual parting of company. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers at home tonight, hosting the Indiana Pacers. Golf second round of the RSM Classic in Georgia. Andrew Novak, the leader, at 16 under par. Breaking sports news on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Buckeyes and Rutgers tomorrow. Pre-game coverage, live pre-game coverage starts at 6:30 in the a.m. That means have a cocktail. Kick is at noon. And here's what I want you to do. If you're at home and you say, man, I can't take any more of these Fox announcers, turn the sound down and turn Paul and Jim up on your radio. It's never been easier. Because chances are you can pause things and used to be a pain in the ass to get it to time out properly. Now, it's easy breezy.
Oh, yeah.
So just do that.
That's
for
the
me.
Way to go. That's the move.
You ready for some pizzazz?
Oh, Ben ready, man.
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
I I want to start things off with the Bengals this week. Sunday at home against the Patriots. They officially have Joe Burrow as questionable, but I think there's too much noise for him not to play. The line is Patriots by 6.5. Here's the thing about the NFL. Anything can happen all the time. I can definitely see the Bengals catching some momentum here. Joe Burrow makes his return. All is right with the world. You know what else I can see?
What?
A terrible defense taking another crap in front of the home fans. Jungle people. Take the Patriots to cover the spread. I don't care who plays quarterback. College football tomorrow. Oklahoma's coming off an absolutely huge win at Alabama last week. They're at home for Missouri noon tomorrow. And they're proud of themselves. They think the biggest challenge of the regular season is behind them. Those Sooner hillbillies are wrong. They're favored by 6.5, but I say Mizzou plays them tight and covers, maybe even downright wins. Dear God! Georgia is on the bye this week. No, they're playing, but they're playing 1-9 Charlotte and favored by 44.5. But I know, the SEC, it's so tough. They essentially need another bye week. I actually don't have a bet on this game. I just wanted to alert you how stupid it is. Remember last season when hot new Syracuse coach Fran Brown told us that he doesn't shower after losses
because he
doesn't deserve to be clean? Well, Fran, you're 3-7 this year and you stink, P.U. Syracuse is on the road for the Fighting Irish tomorrow. Irish favored by 36.5. Yikes. Different segment. R.I.P. Orange have lost 6 in a row with their last win coming against Clemson. Speaking of stink, but I have a hard time with them not covering the 36.5 point spread. I say they keep it respectable and only lose by 30 in South Bend. And maybe Fran, if he covers the spread, can just give his ass a clean out with the loofah for all of our sakes. Finally, please. F1 in Las Vegas.
Ooh,
I'm thinking we're going to see something unique. Something we haven't seen for a long time. Lots of people are high on Lando Norris. I like him too, but Lando's going to stay up too late the night before. He's good and clean. But when he gets dirty, he's filthy. Max Verstappen, he's not going to get a good night's sleep. Too much ruckus on the strip. His father's going to call down to the front desk on his behalf and complain. Lewis Hamilton, the legend! He hasn't won it all season long. Last time was Belgium last year. The bright lights don't scare him. Take my man Lewis in Vegas. Throw that all into ESPN bet.
How much?
$10 wins you 1,100 smacks.
Oh, that's nothing. That's chump change right there. All right, Zaz, time for me. It's been a good week of hoops this week and a great week coming in feast week next week. Gobble, gobble, ba-da-da-da-ba-ba-da-da. But let's do some spreads for today. Watch out for the 3.2 Beer Classic. I actually start you with a little live bet because we got the Bad Boy Mowers Series in Salt Lake City right now. Daytime hoops out there. Pastrami and cheese on our burgers and BYU basketball, even though they're playing on some monstrosity of a purple court because that's what's laid down there because it's the Jazz spot. But top freshman in the nation, A.J. DeBanza, he is a really, really good player. He's got 12 points at the break. BYU covers that 10.5. I had him at 4.5, and that's looking good as they lead Wisconsin by 12. Number 6, Louisville's on the road at Cincinnati, but the Bearcats are getting 8.5 points. Ooh, you see, I like that. Let's take the Cats and get some Montgomery and ribs and rub the sauce through our hair. Then I'm looking at Duke, hosting former Duke point guard and his visiting Niagara Purple Eagles out of the MAC conference. That's the MAC with the extra A, the Metro Atlantic Athletic. Duke is favored by 39.5. But they didn't even pull off the throttle at Army, as we discussed on Veterans Day. That's just cold, man, cold. So Duke covers. Let's go to college football. I can see the Buckeyes not pulling off the cover again with what's going on. Rutgers gets 32.5. They throw it a ton. They got a big 6'6 receiver named KJ Duff. Duff man. Rutgers cover. SEC is playing scrubs all week. It's that week. Georgia's favored by 44.5 over Charlotte. Charlotte sucks.
I said that.
Georgia hasn't scored 45 points since week one. So take Charlotte. Into the drunk bowl, Rice thinks that giving students free beer is going to help them.
What a disaster that's going to be.
Beat North Texas at 7:30. Shit, this ain't even my town. You're going to have drunk students running all over the field, getting 15-yard penalties for the Owls. Mean green roll, and they cover the 17.5.
And little NFL action. Sunday Night Football, Rams hosting the Bucks. You know who I absolutely love? We hardly ever talk about on this show.
Who that?
Good old Puka Nacua.
Oh, Puka Nacua.
You like Puka?
Oh, I love Puka Nacua.
I like Puka. Kiss me, Puka. Damavuji Puka. Puka, Puka. Puka, Puka. Here's the thing. The Buccaneers are one of the worst teams in the league defending the pass. They give up 250 per game. Not good when facing Stafford, Adams, and Puka. Puka also said some nice things about his spiky banged head coach, Sean McVay. Said the relationship and the comfort level is growing. He also spoke to becoming a father recently, saying he loves talking ball with his little man, even though he gets no response.
Puka Daddy?
He says, hey, man, did you see Dad's game last Sunday? Goo goo gaga. Oh, no, you didn't see that, but it's still cool. This is a game
his
where
he... not goo goo gaga. It's
no, Puka. No. That's a little baby talking to Daddy.
I
he
see.
Says, goo goo gaga. No, I didn't see the game, but I can't talk yet. Puka busts out of the shell. I mean, he's fourth in the league in receiving anyway, but he hasn't had a 100-yard day in a long time. Two touchdowns, over 100 yards, Rams cover, moved the line down to 2.5. Emeka Ebuka. He's playing in this game, too. Been loving watching him. Let's go over 60 receiving yards for him, but come on, he's not even married like Puka is. Two Buckeyes get you, or $2. I called them Buckeyes. That gets you $1,251. That's a plus $62,486.
Teddy?
I got.
I hope some. You got some pizzazz.
Pizzazz, yes.
I got pizzazz.
I got to be good. All right. We got Florida State tonight is at NC State. I'm going with the upset here. I think State gets it done. Hawaii is taking on, and this is college football, by the way. I know we got a lot of sports going on. But tonight, Hawaii is at UNLV. They got the big F1 race in town. I think they're going to get a big crowd out there. UNLV is going to get it done tonight against Hawaii. Take them on the money line.
You're like smiling through the whole thing.
That's right.
It's good.
All right. Let's go here. We got this weekend, we got Missouri at Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's going to take that one. Pittsburgh's at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, I know with they're not the greatest team in the world, but they're better than Pitt. I'm not a big fan of Pitt. Georgia Tech's going to get that done. Tennessee at Florida. Tennessee's favorite in this game. I don't trust them at all. They're heading into the swamp. Take Florida on the money line there. Illinois, they're headed up to Wisconsin this weekend. Wisconsin's getting 8.5. I don't think Wisconsin's going to pull off the upset, but I think they'll take the 8.5. They'll keep it close. BYU, they're going down to Cincinnati tomorrow night. That's an 8:00 game. The Bearcats, they're a little disappointing there against Arizona last week, I believe. But this week, they're going to bounce back, and I think they pull off the upset. And we're going to go college basketball now. Bearcats against Louisville, and that's tonight. I think Cincinnati's going to keep it a little close. I'm with Timmy on this. Timmy was talking about this.
Yes.
I may have stole that from him.
Yeah,
we're going to take that. Purdue, they're at Texas Tech tonight. Big game. I think Texas Tech is going to pull off the upset, and they're going to beat the number one team in the country tonight. And then we're going to go to the NBA.
We
got the Nuggets at the Rockets. This finishes off my 10-leg parlay. The Rockets are going to take down the Nuggets tonight. And you put a dollar on this puppy? No, screw that, right? Put
two Buckeyes?
Put $10 on that. 10 Buckeyes on this. And you're going to get back $2,200.
Woo!
This is massive.
You know why I like Cincy, too? Because their top two players is Baba and Day-Day. They got Baba and Day-Day. They're going to get it done.
I like those names.
Baba Miller and Day-Day Thomas.
Goo-Goo and Gaga.
Goo-Goo Thomas.
Hockey in Russia is tough. But probably not for the reason that you think. I'll tell you why coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. And be aware of another slowdown due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side near East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Attack and dominate. Morning Juice is on YouTube and 10TV Plus.
Sponsored by Riverside Bank of Dublin.
Join Bobby Carpenter and Tito weekdays starting at 6 or watch on demand. More Bobby, less commercials. The Fan.
Hello,
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of rain around and a damp and mild finish on this Friday. Temperatures right around 50 degrees. Overnight will fall back down to around 40. Showers out. The clouds stick around. Sunshine returns during the day with a light wind by afternoon on Saturday with highs around 50 degrees. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Final walkthrough coming up at 5:30. We'll do a little go to jail, too. Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready whenever you are for jail. What do you got here?
I've seen that the Eagles are wearing the Kelly Green unis again this weekend. It's almost like they're better. Why are we lying to ourselves? Why are we lying to ourselves that those Broncos uniforms aren't better?
Well,
that those Kelly Greens aren't better?
Look, man. Here's the only thing that I can understand is that we're not everybody. We don't account for everybody.
No, but you go online and you read them. Everybody likes them.
It seems that
those
way to me.
Those older Giants uniforms, the Lawrence Taylors and the Phil Simms with the script Giants on the helmet.
They're better.
Yes, it's a deeper blue. I'm not saying every single retro is better, although I did enjoy, not last night, but the Sunday before, the Bills were wearing the what I like to call murderer's uniforms.
The murder kits?
They were the OJ kits.
That's what I...
Everybody's got names for their alternates. Like, hey, you want to do nor'easters today? Hey, the Bills say, you want to wear the murdering-ass murderer's uniforms today?
I saw something in the news this week. Did you see this? So Kim Kardashian wanted to buy a Bible from the OJ estate for $80,000. I saw this headline. I'm like, what the hell? Why would anyone want something that murdering bastard owned? There clearly had to be a catch. We know the connection there. Yeah, with Robert, with their dad. So it was a Bible that her father gave to him.
I see.
But still, is what
maybe,
I was thinking.
Maybe he should have said,
it didn't work.
Read it.
This thing was useless.
It may help you.
I just... That was a weird one.
All right, KHL. KHL, Russian hockey, it's a dangerous place to be. First of all, just getting on a plane, because Russian planes fall out of the sky often, and there have been crashes that actually wipe out entire KHL teams. However, I'm not talking about that here.
No. Different
Instead,
problem.
Talking about a game between CSKA Moscow.
That's their biggest team, right?
And Dynamo Minsk. He was a
from
masked,
Milan to Minsk.
He was a masked wrestler back in the day. Ted, you like a little Dynamo Minsk? Him too?
Fantastic.
Yeah, anyway. They had a ceremonial puck drop. They thought it would be good if one of the local police canines would come out and drop the puck because, you know, they're
I wonder what happens.
They're trained?
Yeah.
Let's
bring out a German shepherd to just snap at some hockey players.
So, the German shepherd released the puck onto the ice for the ceremonial puck drop. And then, you know, they do a little face-off photo then, right? The two players come in, pose for a photograph. At that time, the dog attacked both of them. Bit both of them.
But thank God that the hockey player So it says Karnachov and Stas were the players that were posing for a face-off photo. Stas handed the puck back to the handler and then tried to put his right glove back on, but the dog grabbed a hold of the glove for about a 20-second tug of war between the pooch and the player. Eventually, the handler got control of it, and Stas got his glove back, and no one appeared to be hurt. So if it wasn't for that good, thick hockey glove,
thick,
then it would have just bitten him right in his hand, and you'd have had a
thick
player with no hand or lost a couple of fingers. Those you can't mess with those dogs.
You want to do some go-to-jails?
Let's do some go-to-jails.
All right, what do you got?
Ready right here? My Jerry Cantrell Maguires.
He's the senior hurler.
You see, I told you, he was in Jerry Maguire. I looked that up, too, yesterday.
All right, I didn't remember.
He was in
remember.
The copy shop.
I'm so sorry.
I was at my Canal Myers. Hey, that's your town, Teddy, the other day, and I got so annoyed with this couple as I was trying to shop. I got held up by them four different times. I swear they were morphing from one aisle to the next. Why is it when two people are shopping together and these people each had their own carts, which is weird, and they're perfectly spaced out in the aisle so not even a stick man can pass through? Have some spatial awareness and move your ace, please, and go to jail. It's annoying behavior. I don't know if my jail time is going to be, a lot. I can acquiesce to you.
We're in society. There's people that want to get around you. If they refuse, a year.
I say you gotta watch it. We have to have boring training videos, like what you have to watch at work. You have to take that. The government's going
to
initiate
Here's
it.
How to turn on red.
Before Friday at 5 p.m., if you don't watch this 6-minute training video of just how to be a normal person, then you're going to get fined.
I was behind somebody
half
this
a month's
week
pay.
Who absolutely refused to turn on red. And I could see it as soon as I pulled up behind him that they were just going to sit there. And I'm talking no traffic is coming in the other direction.
I don't
Nothing.
Like that.
They just sat there.
Are you first guy up behind him?
I'm first guy up.
You honky?
I knew it was useless, but I did give a courtesy tap. But then he didn't move. In short of me getting out and pushing the car into the intersection, he was not going to turn on
Did it look like somebody that was harmless, that was maybe just a little unaware? Do you think you could have been safe to do a little beep, a second honk?
They're not going to go. Timmy, they're aware of it. They just weren't going to go.
That's stupid. I told you about the situation where some of the intersections now have the left on red. I love that. Where the left turn signal will flash yellow while your main lights are all red.
I think all left turn lanes should be,
if it's clear, if it's clear,
go at your discretion. Let's go.
Use it as a stop sign.
You think you
sign,
can make it? Go ahead.
And then try. You cause a major accident and get on the 6 o'clock news? I guess that's your prerogative,
you know what? You'll
too.
Be dead, too. What's the difference?
My brass ballers, back to the
Flacco,
phone.
My Cracko.
Today, my wife went to her favorite lunch spot. Upon entering, she held the door for a couple and not one thank you. We've talked about this a lot through the years. Jack has done this for many people, even at hockey games, ball games. It's ridiculous how no one says thank you. They just expect it. They proceeded to wait for their carryout order, and after it was handed to them, again, not one thank you. I do want to start putting people in jail for this. I think it's a year in jail because it's just blatant disregard for common courtesy and being a fellow human being.
You are unaware.
Someone holds a door open.
There is a fellow human.
You look in their eye and say, thank you. That's all you have to do.
Now,
end of transaction.
Does this make me a bad father? Because what I will do sometimes when that happens is, as soon as I get out of earshot, because I just don't want a confrontation, it's not worth it, somebody doesn't thank me, I will just say, you're welcome.
Oh,
you know, now it's out of earshot.
Oh, looky here.
It's out of earshot, but now.
It's fun, isn't it? Doesn't it feel good?
What Samantha did last week is she held the door open for someone. They didn't say it. First of all, how do you not say thank you to a little kid?
I don't know. They're kids.
You should be saying thank you to anybody, but especially a little girl's opening the door for you and you say nothing.
Or a little boy, whatever.
She audibly said, you're welcome.
Good.
In jest.
Good.
Because she was pissed off. And the person looked back at her, snickered, and then walked away.
Snickered. Didn't say, I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's right. I'm sorry.
That's
when
you say,
you're tiny.
I'm so sorry.
You're small. I didn't even see you there. Clearly they did, but they didn't care.
I'm telling you, there have been times at a Jackets game where Jack will stand there and hold the door open, and the entire arena would leave and just assume that he's a doorman. He's just a kid with a Jackets jersey on, trying to hold the door open for the next
wave.
Oh, that's
nice. They're giving the hobo kids something to do. Hold the door
open. And I'll stand there and look like you hold the door, you get a quick thank you, and then you keep moving along. That's what you do. My mean Joe Greens.
I love grass.
I'm throwing my entire family in jail. My husband and my two kids for their extreme lack of shoe discipline. It's my preference that we all keep our shoes organized in the garage this time of year to keep the winter elements, rain, snow, sleet, what have you,
perfectly reasonable,
off of our clean floors in the house.
You're a good clean gal.
After all, I purchased and put in a boot mat and a shoe rack for all of them to go to.
Beautiful.
But all three of them continually leave the shoes inside the house, by the front door, by the garage door, sometimes the living room, sometimes the kitchen.
No.
I have to pick them up and chuck them into the garage because it drives me nuts. Go to jail.
I think you need to
leave. Loss of allowance.
You need to learn how a real family operates. All right? You come in, I'll treat you like a real woman.
No, you're inviting her to the marriage.
No. To the not for anything sexual, just to see how we do shoes house.
Knowing you, a sexual fantasy might start off with putting the shoes where they belong.
I gotta tell you, if I go home
she comes
tonight
in her nice clean socks,
she's Swiffering the floor. I'm taking her right upstairs. God. I'm not even waiting until the kid goes to bed.
We're not waiting until 10:05 p.m.
But you know what? That's never gonna happen.
So that's why you need her. That's why you need this good, clean gal. Let's try to keep the whole house clean.
Give me one more.
That's 6 months right there. Good afternoon, my favorite good, clean boys. It's Adam, your favorite courier from New Lexington. New Lexington. Could we send Indian Valley's All-Ohio Studley running back to jail before 7 o'clock? Who is that? I need Ryan Baker here. My New Lexington Panthers take on him and his defending state champs in the regional finals tonight. I guess I'm joking. I do want to beat them with everyone. Figure you could give some semi-local high school schools some love that we did that. But no, seriously, sentence him. Go to jail. Who is this kid? Indian Valley?
Big time high school football game tonight.
Grady Kinsey? Is that the guy? Broke numerous state records?
Yeah,
okay.
Remember on Saved by the Bell where they kidnapped the Russian? The chess player?
Yeah, he played. He played.
And then
chessed for Valley.
Zach dressed up as him. We yes. should do that with this guy, Grady.
They tried to run the Boschke Bishop block.
We'll kidnap him. Grady, put me in the uniform, and I'll go out there and play.
You, what would you run for? How many yards do you think you can run
negative
for in a state
seven.
Regional finals? -7?
No, I could hit the hole. Hey, state team? Playing in the regional finals, they got a good offensive line. I could at least get a couple yards behind the line.
You think so?
I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, beat somebody around the tackle.
Do you think you could get positive yards if you were going to get 20 carries?
Yes.
What do we think? 7?
20
six,
carries?
6, 7 yards?
20 carries?
20 carries.
36 yards.
More than a yard per carry?
Yeah.
God, do you think you'd make it through the game getting hit like any other player would get hit? There's no way.
I'm their elder.
These big, strong boys.
Ah, they're intimidated by me.
Yeah, intimidated by the 5'6" running back.
I'm not 5'6".
Doesn't really look like he's built like Darren Sproles, by the way.
I'm like Maurice Jones-Drew. I got a low center of gravity,
MJD.
Man. I'm tough to get down.
MJD, you genuine know what? Draft.
I want you to try and tackle me right now. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, Festivus?
Yeah, I want you
Let's
to try
go.
And get me down
Let's go.
On the ground.
Get
Teddy,
me down.
Teddy, put your headphones on. You got to do play-by-play of this. We can't just have dead air. All right? Come on. We're professionals.
Here we go. All right. Common man, he's headed over to the front of the studio. Right. Here comes Timmy. Yeah, they're waving at you. There's Timmy. All right, they're lining up ahead of each other. All right, Timmy's going low on the Common Man. He's got him up. No. He's trying to get him down. Common Man's on top of him. And we're doing, Common Man's pounding on him. Oh, Common Man is on top of him. Timmy cannot get him down, and they've given up. They're both out of breath. There was no ground really given. But Common Man was on top.
I think I injured his sack.
Oh, the sack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The sack.
Did the wound open up? I'm sorry, man. I forgot about the sack.
All right, Johnny.
I forgot.
Now the right side hurts.
I'm sorry. Teddy, why didn't you tell me about
his sack? Why didn't I think about that?
Yeah. Forgot all about that. Must have been feeling pretty good over there, huh?
Dr. Ng, I might need...
Teddy, were you not impressed by me?
To see you.
You did a good job.
I stayed up pretty good,
didn't
I?
You held your ground, but then...
But I had a vasectomy.
Injured. Yeah.
I couldn't really exert myself.
Oh, that's why you lose.
We'll have to revisit this when he gets healthy.
You lose then.
All right, final walkthrough next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. Police are on scene there, causing some stop-and-go traffic from Miller Avenue. And be aware of a couple-minute delay on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and 670. This report is sponsored by MedVet. Pet emergencies don't wait, and neither does MedVet. They're open 24-7, 365 days a year. From sudden injuries to serious illness, their expert teams are always ready for emergency and specialty care. Visit MedVet.com to find your nearest hospital. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
We didn't quite think that one through because we thought that Timmy and I would wrestle. The camera would pick it up, but we didn't remember that when Teddy talks, the camera goes on him. But I want you to know.
Well, it's pick your poison because if Teddy just shut up the whole time, you could barely even hear anything.
I understand. I'm not blaming Ted. I'm blaming myself. I just want you to know that we really did. That was not some sort of radio bit. The bit over?
Well, I think it is was a bit, but we did actually get up and I tried to tackle you.
That's what I mean. We didn't just grunt and pretend.
No.
We were really getting into it.
Of course we were. And I...
And you hurt your sack.
I ruptured my right testicle, but I did get your knee to the ground, and you didn't even gain 6 inches.
I wasn't trying to gain 6 inches.
Forward progress was stopped.
I wasn't trying to go anywhere. I was trying to stay up.
Oh, well, if that were the object of football, you'd be in good shape.
Well, I didn't know we were... See, now we got to do it again.
Yeah, now that we can fix the cameras, now, we can figure this out.
I want it to be like a real, like, maybe that's not the Oklahoma drill, but whatever. You get one blocker. It's one blocker, and then you're the runner. I have to shed the blocker and then get you down.
Well, let me tell you
something. Rudy was bad at that drill.
If I got a head of steam and hit you, you'd be dead.
Could we get somebody when my sack is healed up to get us, like, some real pads and a helmet?
I actually think we should get singlets and get a wrestling mat.
And just wrestle.
Right.
And just wrestle.
I don't know any of the rules, but Teddy can referee.
It's got to be one of those old middle school gym wrestling mats. With so we ringworm. Both get MRSA.
Exactly. Teddy, did you ever do any wrestling? I know you played on the football team. Do you wrestle?
No, I never did the wrestling, so I don't know any of the moves. You know, I've seen professional wrestling. No. I've watched that.
What's it? Name one wrestling move. Nelson?
The fisherman's plunge. Fisherman's suplex. Suplex.
The buttercream churn.
That's not a wrestling move.
Full Nelson,
that's a
half
sexy
Nelson.
Time.
No. What is that? Sexy time. I just made that up.
It's time for the final walkthrough.
It's 20 minutes long. Should we begin?
It's not 20 minutes long. The final walkthrough is sponsored by Roosters. For every $50 you spend in Roosters gift cards this holiday season, you'll receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck available at Roosters locations or roosterswings.com. Hit it!
It is the final walkthrough, week 13, Rutgers edition. The Scarlet Knights from Piscataway, New Jersey, home of the world's first college football game. They play their games at SHI Stadium.
Shit.
It's good to be here on a tracksuit Friday. I think it's the first time where all three of us are in on it. Full participation, and it feels great. Yeah.
guys looking nice.
Did you guys hear about Mikey earlier in the week? He was completely losing his mind about the mysterious injuries to our wide receivers, a borderline freakout.
He lost it.
He went so far as to opine that our receivers are actually dead and they're not telling us. We're not even to Michigan week and he's trying to run out on this team.
No, no, we're all in this together.
Okay, that's enough mumbo jumbo. Let's get to it. Number one ranked Ohio State with some key injuries, 10-0, a whopping 32.5-point favorites over 5-5 Rutgers, who are 2-5 in the Big Ten. Remember, the Buckeyes didn't cover last week against Purdue, so keep that in mind if you're placing the bets. They're coming off, Rutgers, that is, a nice 35-20 home win over the November Terps, and they've had an extra week to prepare. Here's a fun fact about this matchup. Rutgers first joined the Big Ten for the 2014 season, and that was a fun year for us. And the Buckeyes and Knights have played each other every year, save for 2024. Only one time did they even keep the score within 20 points. Ohio State won 35-16 in 2023, the last game. Overall in 10 games, the score is Ohio State 512, Rutgers 114, an average score of 51-11. Yuck! Fun memory. The last time the game was here at the Shoe in 2022, it was a 49-10 Ohio State lead in the fourth quarter, and punter Jesse Mirko hit the Scarlet Knights with a fake punt on the right side. A 22-yard gain, Aaron Cruikshank nailed him out of bounds, and it started a brouhaha that led to Cruikshank's ejection. You know, we've been wanting our punter, Joe McGuire.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators.
We've been wanting him to find another level to his game. Get that average up, get more of the inside the 20s and inside the 10s. But what if he was going to hit Rutgers with another fake punt? That would just be gold.
Joey, you ever hang around the gymnasium?
So come on, let's do it. To the opposing coach part, let's not get too down on Greg Schiano. We know he's a good coach, and he wanted this team to be good. He worked really hard.
So do washing machines.
Look, he's 99 and 106 overall, but in his first stint from 06 to 11, he won 49 games. That was the best stint in Rutgers history. Schiano, we know, respects a good, clean defense. He likes what Matt Patricia has done with Ohio State.
I've known Matt for a long time, and it doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, they have a very good coaching staff. They're just coaching very good players very well, so when you add all that up, it adds up to a very good defense.
Let's get to the Ryan Day part here. What's his mood? What's his thought on beating up on weaker teams week after week lately? He doesn't seem concerned one bit about it.
Every Saturday, an opportunity to get the Indianapolis on the line. That's the way it is here right now. I mean, we want to get to Indy, and we haven't got to Indy here. There's nobody on this team that's been to Indy right now, and they know it. And so, like, that's the edge. You wake up in the morning every day looking to reach our goals.
Okay, good. They're stabbing westward. Get to Indy. We want it all, but we can't have it. That doesn't seem right, does it? It's a Buckeye home game. That means I'll be hanging out in the sports book at Hollywood Casino for this one, where the last time I was there, I pegged an old man in the face.
Dear God.
With one of our red fan footballs.
Dear God.
Hey, it was a great throw. Hit him in a bad spot, right? Right in the face. He's good to go, though. Probable for tomorrow's watch party. You should come out and hang with me. Maybe I can peg you in the face as well. Or what if I invited Jen Winters, like she was there last week? Maybe you can ask her about falling down or dropping F-bombs, and she may want to fight you.
So, yeah, if you see me in public and you ask me if I've fallen down, I will kick you in the junk.
Man.
God bless.
Oh, then you can feel what post-vasectomy nuts are like, all swollen.
With a light blue hue to them.
Yeah, just take mine. I don't want them anymore. I'm done.
Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
All right, I get it. It's enough already for this final walkthrough.
You like the sketch to end, huh?
Yeah, I think the people are getting a little bit fatigued.
The sketch is too long, huh?
Yeah, it's Rutgers week. Can we save some next week when it's Michigan and it matters?
I ended the sketch for you.
Okay. It's a big noon kickoff. Buckeyes looking to stay undefeated and set the table for a classic in Ann Arbor. Oh, boy. 6:30 a.m. live coverage tomorrow with Ice, Dane, and DeVere. Stay tuned after the game for Beam and Michael Bennett for postgame.
And I hope to see you out there. This is the actual song from Stabbing Westward.
That's the one.
I can't even say.
You know how Fish told us earlier this week that we should probably stop singing and yelling and playing licensed music that we'll get fined for?
We'll sing over it, though. No one can hear it.
Well, I mean, they can hear us being terrible. They can hear that.
Well, that's all they'll be able to hear because we suck at
singing. Final Walkthrough is sponsored by Roosters. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should avoid southbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and Weber Road. That's currently closed due to an accident. And we have a 5-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you can easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now live on YouTube. Join Bobby Carpenter and Jeff Bedoff weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
Just search 971 The Fan to catch the live experience or watch on demand.
The Fan.
Hi, I'm Joanna.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Buckeyes show coming up at the top of the hour tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow.
It's Buckeye tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, 6:30 in the a.m., that is when our live pregame show starts. Matty Ice, Devere Posey, Tyvis Powell. It is the blackest that show has ever been and the best that show has ever been.
So you're saying it gets better when you take Dane off of the show? Dane's a good, clean boy. He's got a good chemistry on that show.
He's good, but I'm looking forward to listening to the show tomorrow.
It's going
to
be great. And I didn't know that Tyvis was done with the Big Ten tailgate.
They fired him.
Nobody's watching.
He's fine.
You know what? He's too good for that show.
He is too good for
that
show.
He's too good for that show.
Come on.
He'd do better here.
Revson?
Dave Revson's not on that show, is he?
I don't know. I just think of Big Ten Network. I think of him.
You love Dave Revson, and he loves you.
Tiny little ginger man.
He's been there a long time.
He's been there, I think, since day one.
You might be right. They're 20-plus years in that network now, right?
Yeah, he's been there a long time. What do you think he makes?
$135.
That's it?
I don't know.
He's been there 20 years.
That's laughably low. But it's
probably not as much as you think.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
for a person out there, for you, obviously, you think he's making...
Maybe $190. How about $190?
You don't think he's getting a two?
$190. We're not going to know the answer.
Think he gets 200?
I was going to say Chicago. 2 to 250. $250. It's Chicago. He's got to have something to make a living.
He is like the main anchor, right?
I know, but on the other side of that.
Like the Rich Eisen of BTN?
Does anybody tune in because he's there? You tune in because your team is there.
You're right.
Maybe he does other things to the office. You know, maybe he sells ads or just does PR work for them.
He sells ads? What is he working in minor league baseball in Waterloo?
Yeah, he's like Tyler Danberg.
He's working for the Portland River Dogs or whatever.
Come on.
That's what he's doing.
Maybe he's the custodian. Maybe he cleans up a little
he's
bit.
He's
got
to earn that $250.
Jerry DiNardo craps his pants. He's got to change his diaper.
Stop it. Who else they got there?
Howard Griffin.
Howard Griffin.
He has to drive him home.
Oh, man. Howard Griffith.
Well, Joshua Perry used to be there, and he said,
"Oh, he got out of there.
Peace out, losers."
He got that big NBC money,
Tyvus. But it's good for you, though. It's good.
Yeah,
I'm going to say he's making $210.
It's got it. My number keeps going up, right? He's the main guy at Big Ten Network.
What does that mean?
Yeah, but it's a Big Ten. They have all kinds of money.
It doesn't matter.
He's not getting money from the network probably. He's getting it from the Big Ten.
It's because they have all types of money. It doesn't mean they're spending it on that.
Well, yeah, but they've got some investment into
that network, though. You have to have an investment into that network.
And they like him, and they want him to hang around there.
He does a good job.
So, yeah, he does a nice job.
I'm giving him $210, which, by the way, is about $200 more than he's worth.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
What was the story? Can you tell the story?
No, I don't have time.
Okay.
Just, I hate his face.
Do you want some jails?
I hate his face, and he hates mine. That's what you need to know. Yeah, go ahead.
My guys. This is Ty Guy from the YouTube chat. Excuse me. My go-to-jail comes from my wife, Mrs. Ty Guy. She took our daughter to McDonald's in Jefferson off of 71 for lunch last Saturday. Daughter wanted to play in the playhouse. Just before my wife gives the okay, she sees a mom taking off her son's shoes and socks and lets him go into the playhouse. Nasty! Wife said absolutely not to our daughter. Send the gross mom to jail.
Now, I
it's gross, but... play places are disgusting, and you know that going in.
That's disgusting. The play place is disgusting. It has MRSA all over the place.
It's our second MRSA reference. Have you ever taken...
kid would have gotten meningitis.
Have you ever taken Samantha to that, like, recreation outlet where they sell all of the play equipment and the hot tubs?
No.
And it doubles as a... like play place, like they're all constructed in this big warehouse.
Are you really asking me, knowing me as well as you do?
Well, maybe Kristen's taking her there so she could have some fun.
You know her
bouncing on a trampoline.
Can I tell you something? Of the two of us, I'm the woodsman compared to her.
Well, no,
she'd never do that.
You're not. I don't know what
I'm
being
Bear,
a woodsman
I'm Bear
has
Grylls.
To do. That doesn't
she
have
won't
anything
step
to do.
Foot in the garage after she's had a shower. That's how psycho she is about germs. You think I'm bad? She's worse.
So, Kristen, what about Samantha? Is she a bit of a germaphobe?
Well, I mean,
does it bother her, or would she get down and play no matter what it was?
She's stupid. She'd probably get down and play, but we don't let her get down and play.
Let her jump on a trampoline?
Eh.
She's a kid, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Got the trampolines with the net walls around them now. You can just go berserk.
You know, I don't like that either.
Let them fall.
Come on,
let
man.
Let them break their legs.
I fall on my head a couple times. It was fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Ted, did you fall on your head a couple times?
These guys
I sure fall down.
Yeah. These guys fall all over
That's
their heads.
That's a rite of passage. You crack your head open, you get concussed. These kids now and their safety is ridiculous.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
More jailbirds to the finish line here on a Friday. Urban's Lil Meyer says, my judges.
I don't know.
Man, you can't play a thing there. We've got a new director in my department that had a staff meeting to introduce himself. He decided to replace coincidence with Kawinky Dink. To top it off, he even dropped Kawinky Dink instead of coincidental. No grown adult should say that to another adult. I completely agree with you, Urban's Lil Meyer. That's ridiculous.
We had a dude that used to work here. He was an entry-level type of producer, but just, you know, the kind-hearted kid, young dude, very nerdy. Every time you asked him how things were going, he would always say, not too shabby. just like that.
What's cracking?
Not too shabby.
There's another one here, another jailbird to the guy in front of me at Kroger. I throw you in jail for not saying Kroger's or the Kroger. With a full cart, Number one, put one item on the conveyor at a time. Number two, questioned every single scan. Is this right? Number three, paid with a check. I can't even believe
that. They still take the check?
Go to jail. There's no way paying with a check.
Paying with a check.
No chance.
Ridiculous. That's 10 years in jail.
Checks are dead.
Thank you, Timmy.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't know why I'm thanking you. You're on the damn show. This is your show.
Thank you, Tress. Doing good, Mike.
Thank you, Timmy.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thank you.
You working all week next week, Teddy?
No.
you didn't pretend, did you?
I'm taking Tuesday off.
Hey, Teddy.
Evil Bald Colin will be here Tuesday.
Hey, Teddy. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Timmy.
Wrong answer.
So look what he did to you.
Wrong answer. I don't
he
even,
called
I don't
you
want
by
it.
Your name.
I don't want it.
You shouldn't want it. That's actually a sign of disgust.
I must have done something wrong today.
I'm all doing right. Good, Timothy.
We'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for some slowdown due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side before Big Walnut Road. Police are on scene there, causing extra delay. And there's a 5-minute holdup on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.